listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday, the 12th of February, 2021. You're watching American Journal on Infowars.com and band.video. What a week it has been, and we will be spending some time in the second hour of today's program to review the week that was and go over some of the top stories that you need to know. But, of course, the primary goings-on in Washington, D.C. this week has been the impeachment trial, the second impeachment trial of Donald Trump. And the word is that, of course, his team will be starting their defense today and potentially ending it today. Here actually is Trump campaign senior advisor Jason Miller on the expected impeachment timeline. Clip number 11, guys. Here is Jason Miller talking yesterday.
I know you've been in contact with him. How's he feeling about this entire process?
He's feeling really good. We talked about it 5 minutes or so just before I came and joined you on the air here. We have a very good game plan that's set up for tomorrow on Friday. And by the way, we're going to get all of our arguments done in one day. Then we're going to move into the questions, may even be closing arguments Friday evening. And then we're going to have the vote to go and get this whole witch hunt over with on Saturday. And then this thing is going to be done. So President Trump will be the only president to have been acquitted twice of two different impeachment witch hunts. But I think that the president is already starting kind of round that corner and look forward and say, here's what we're going to do to get back engaged and get back involved in the public discourse here. And I think that's good, because when President Trump is engaged in what's going on with our public policy, I think the country is moving in the right direction. We've already seen way too much nonsense from Biden. So I look forward to getting the president back out there and working with him on that. And but he's in good spirits. And let me tell you this, right? I know there have been some criticism early on Tuesday. Our team, it's very buttoned up. It's very tight. People will be impressed on Friday. You know, who's not going to, well, I'll tell you, it's going to be both impressed and maybe a little bit, a little bit red-cheeked will be the Democrats, because they're going to realize just how foolish they look, and the American people will realize how foolish the Democrats.
A lot of debates from either side. Donald Trump Jr. saying this entire impeachment is making Trump stronger as people are revealed, or it's revealed to people how insane the Democrats truly are and how innocent Donald Trump truly is. Other people coming out and saying this whole thing has exposed, it's actually a Republican congressman, what an a-hole Trump was. So they're falling for some of the propaganda. But according to Jason Miller, the arguments in defense of President Trump will begin today and end today, and hopefully looking for an acquittal by tomorrow. Apparently, they are going to have video playing to expose the myriad lies the Democrats have tried to push throughout this process. Here is Jason Miller again yesterday talking about the plan to reveal to the people the full context and the full truth behind many of the misleading clips that have been played by the Democrats over the last week. Here's Jason Miller yesterday.
Tomorrow, the Democrats are going to be on trial, and every single selectively edited clip, people are going to see the entire clip. Every time they've taken a little short part of a sentence, they're going to see the whole deal. Every hypocritical example from the House impeachment managers, Jamie Raskin, Fang Fang Swalwell, or any of the 50 Democratic senators that are sitting out there, we're going to hear exactly when they said fight or fight like hell in political rhetoric. There's not one senator out of the 100 there that has not used that language in the political context. So tomorrow is when we call the Democrats out.
We have a lot of that type of clip to show you today, quite a few of them, actually, and we'll be showing them all to you. And, of course, taking your phone calls. Can you just imagine February 12th, the argument is made, February 13th, the vote is cast, Donald Trump is acquitted, February 14th, Donald Trump gets on gab, February 15th, he tweets out or posts something online for the first time since January 6th, and he says, March 4th, Washington, D.C., it's going to be even more wild this time. This time, bring your guns. Wouldn't that be something? Who knows what's going to happen once President Trump is acquitted, or what plans he may have laid for the future? We'll discuss it all and take your phone calls on American Journal. Stay with us, folks.
I've been thinking a lot lately about playing devil's advocate on air. about looking at the world from the perspective of the globalists, that the public's so dumbed down that they don't care that we're stealing their future from them, that we're poisoning them, that we're sterilizing them, then they deserve to be killed. Yes, that's the position of the globalists. They play God, and they think because we don't stand up, they have a right to do this to us. You know, I've told you that the globalists have tried to hire me. They tried to get me to join them. But metaphysically, at a spiritual level, I have the Holy Spirit. I have a connection with God. And I know that God does not like that, so I cannot join the enemy. But I'll tell you, at a selfish level, I get very, very mad at people that go along with the system, believing you're part of it or believing you're getting power out of it. Whether you're just a steel worker or a school teacher or Henry Kissinger, you're not God. And treating other people like they're animals and you're God is something that the real God of the universe doesn't like. And that's a fact.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday, the 12th of February, 2021. We eagerly await, I say, sarcasm dripping from my every word, eagerly await the continuation of the impeachment trial as Donald Trump's defense team plans to mount that defense today and end their argumentation today and hopefully expose some of the hypocrisies of the Democrats. We'll be covering it all here as it unfolds, of course, and taking your phone calls. I'm going to ask our callers this time to refrain if you've ever been on the show before. If we've ever had the pleasure of speaking to each other on American Journal, try to hold off at least for the first half of the show. I'd like to get new callers only. So if you've never had a chance to call in or if you've called in and haven't been able to make it through to the program, go ahead and give us a call now. The number to dial, 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Taking all new callers today. And before we get to those calls, let's do, as we always do, the Daily Dispatch. Roll the stinger. Here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for the 12th of February, 2021. One of our top stories that is burning like wildfire across social media. Lincoln Project faces fierce backlash, accused of publishing private messages of ex-member. The Lincoln Project is facing intense backlash and a potential major legal trouble after it was accused of publishing screenshots of private Twitter direct messages belonging to one of its co-founders, Jennifer Horn. Horn, who left the Lincoln Project last week amid the John Weaver scandal, has had a public spat with the anti-Trump group ever since her departure. But the Lincoln Project escalated tensions on Thursday night with tweets that appeared to be an exchange she had with the 19th News correspondent Amanda Becker. They say, earlier this evening, we became aware that Amanda Becker of 19th News was preparing to publish a smear job on the Lincoln Project with the help of at NH Jennifer. The Lincoln Project began a lengthy thread. You hear a lot of talk about hit jobs in journalism, but rarely do you get to see the origin of the story in joy. The one takeaway I think you can derive from this is if it's an anti-Trump group, you can't trust it. It's full of backstabbers and pedophiles, and simply stay away time and time again. This is the way it goes. And there's even many accusations that the founders of the Lincoln Project have made off with millions while covering for their creepy, creepy co-founder. Truly, truly stupid stuff. Let's move on to some more important news, perhaps. Gateway Pundit reports they got caught. Dominion-owned machines removed 6% of the votes from each Windham, New Hampshire GOP candidate, the same machines used in 85% of the towns. A recent hand recount in Rockingham District 7 in New Hampshire House race in Windham, New Hampshire, found that Dominion-owned voting machines shorted every Republican by roughly 300 votes, and they have the receipts to back up the claim. That's right, it counted results wrong for all four Republicans in Windham by almost exactly 300 votes. That's about 6% of the votes, and this is the same machines that were used in 85% of towns in that state. So yet another example of a way that very minute changes in either the algorithm or the actual hardware of the machine can steal votes and siphon votes away from Republicans in favor of Democrats. Very troubling stuff, especially the fact that this will, of course, be derided as a baseless, unfounded conspiracy theory and, in fact, a dangerous, violent assertion by most of the mainstream media. Here, again, is one of the biggest stories of the day, and definitely one that we've been reporting on for a while, but now it's out in the open. Cuomo aide admits they hid her nursing home data so feds wouldn't find out. That's right. Governor of New York Andrew Cuomo's top aide privately apologized to Democratic lawmakers for withholding the state's nursing home death toll from COVID-19, telling them, quote, "We froze out of fear the true numbers would, quote, be used against us by federal prosecutors," the Post has learned. The stunning admission of a cover-up was made by Secretary to the Governor Melissa DeRosa during a video conference call with state Democratic leaders in which she said the Cuomo administration had rebuffed a legislative request for the tally in August because, quote, "right around the same time, then-President Donald Trump turns this into a giant political football," according to an audio recording of the two-hour-plus meeting. We could do a whole show on just that paragraph, but she continues saying, quote, "He starts tweeting that we killed everyone in nursing homes," DeRosa says. Quote, "He starts going after New Jersey Governor Philip Murphy, starts going after California Governor Gavin Newsom, and starts going after Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. In addition to attacking Cuomo's fellow Democratic governors," DeRosa says, "Trump, quote, directs the Department of Justice to do an investigation on us, and basically we froze," she told lawmakers on the call. "Yeah, we did cover up the numbers, but it was just to hide our crimes and the fact that we did kill people in nursing homes. So that's all right, right? That's fine. That's a good thing." Absolutely despicable corruption there in an attempt to hide their crime. By the way, Cuomo actually won an Emmy for his handling of the coronavirus, as absurd as that sounds. He also wrote a book about leadership in this time and spent most of the time during the COVID outbreak on TV laughing with his brother and blaming it all on Donald Trump while literally killing old people in the nursing homes and covering it up so they could politically maintain on top. Absolutely absurd. This from nationalfile.com. CBS declares you'll need a COVID vaccination passport to travel by summer 2021. As the United States prepares to open back up after the unnecessarily long COVID lockdowns, the mainstream media is shaping the narrative that vaccine passports will not only be required for travel, but that they will arrive as a necessity by this summer. Yes, folks, COVID-19, the excuse all the tyrants need to bring about their technocratic nightmare. From the Gateway Pundit, Instagram to permanently ban users who send hate speech in private messages. So now it's no longer even about posting things in public that could be considered hate speech or in reality is just anti-leftism. Now they're actually going to ban you permanently for sending that hate speech, for perhaps discussing things they don't think you should be able to discuss in your own private messages. What's next? Email, phone calls, who knows? But we're headed down that path. Israel threatens to abandon America, an ally with China and Russia, after securing $40 billion in U.S. aid. Knesset member Ayub Kara, who's part of Israeli PM Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party, on Tuesday threatened that Israel is preparing to abandon America, an ally with China and Russia, if Biden, quote, reneges on America's recognition of Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights and signs a nuclear deal with Iran. And there you see the tweet of him saying that. Of course, Golan Heights, a occupied territory of Syria. International law says that it does not belong to Israel. But if America doesn't proclaim it belongs to them, they're going to go ahead and ally with our worst enemies. That's despite undying capitulation to Israel by the majority of the American government. Twitter has censored Project Veritas for a report on Facebook censorship and said they violated the rule against, quote, posting private information. Of course, whenever they give a justification for their censorship, you can just ignore that. It doesn't matter the reason that they say. You can post private information if you're CNN, if you're somebody that they like. This does not matter. why they say they're doing it. They're doing it because you oppose them, and that's why. The platform claims the organization violated their rules against posting private information with their reporting on Facebook Vice President of Integrity, Guy Rosen, stating that they are now freezing comments from users in places where their algorithms think there, quote, may be hate speech. So James O'Keefe and Project Veritas both have been eliminated from Twitter. Not a big surprise, but certainly an escalation in the censorship. Biden has canceled the Trump emergency order to fund the border wall, which may coincide with this. Illegal crossings at the southern border have doubled in January over the previous year, thanks to Joe Biden's open border policies during the pandemic. Also, here's an interesting story. A lawsuit claims that Subway's tuna sandwiches lack any trace of tuna. There's no tuna in the tuna sandwiches, according to this lawsuit. Disgusting.
I sell supplements for two reasons. Because they work, they're real, they're powerful, and because it's a giant market. But again, why is there a giant market? Because it works. That's why it exponentially grows. So whether it's saw palmetto and other key ingredients in our prostate formula, Prostagard, or whether it is the super high-grade organic vitamin B12 in Ultra 12, or whether it's the PQQ or the CoQ10 in DNA Force, or the pure deep earth crystal iodine in X2, these are all the very best supplements you're going to find in an already great market of high-quality products out there. And it funds the InfoWar. So even if these products weren't high-quality, which they are, you're funding the InfoWars you can't lose. InfoWars delivers in space. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get the products today. And again, I want to thank you all for keeping us on air at InfoWarsStore.com.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We told you it was coming. Under the United Nations pilot program in Singapore, for 8 months they've made citizens wear bracelets on their arms that make them social distance and report them back to cell towers to track their every movement. This is for everybody. The way it's better. Now France has programs in their factories, government pushed and sponsored, to make everyone wear actual dog collars that can make you social distance and report back to central computers. They're turning us into a commodity. Human-animal clones have been around for 50 years. It's all being announced. They are literally taking over the life cycle of humans and making us obsolete. And big corporations downplay that they own us with these gene therapy systems and patents that they've produced. Do you understand? It is a takeover of the entire species at the genetic level, and now they're coming with dog collars, and they're announcing in public schools in the U.S. starting next year it will begin. Did you hear me? Dog collars for your children, all based on a hoax, all based on a lie. InfoWars, continue to spread the word and fight back.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, welcome back, folks. It's American Journal, InfoWars.com. The phone lines are filling up. The number to dial, 1-877-789-2539. And I'm again asking for first-time callers only, at least in the first half of this program. We want to hear from callers that we have not heard from before. We want to hear your opinions, your observations, your plans, whatever you have. We're going to try to make this show sort of a human intelligence network nexus, where you can call in and share any information you may have found in your own research and get it out to an audience of potentially hundreds of thousands, thanks to InfoWars.com and Band.video. And, of course, we are brought to you entirely by InfoWarsStore.com. Right now, the Alexa Pure Pro water filtration system is back in stock after having been sold out for months. It is now available and is on sale for $50 off. That's the Alexa Pure Pro water filtration system. Get your clean, fresh, pure drinking water from your faucet. Stop drinking the stuff that, to me, tastes an awful lot like pool water, and start getting all that nasty stuff out while leaving the good minerals in with the Alexa Pure Pro water filtration system. And again, you may have gone to InfoWars attempting to purchase this in the last few months and found that it was sold out. Well, it's available now. Who knows how long we'll have these in stock, so make sure to make this purchase as quickly as possible, and you'll also get that $50 off the Alexa Pure Pro water filtration system at InfoWarsStore.com. Now first, before we go out to the phone calls, I want to play a quick compilation. We have, no less than three of these videos, kind of similar videos to these, but each one has their own little particular spin on it and is valuable to watch and to share and to expose people to the just blatant hypocrisy and lies of the Democrats. I was having this conversation with people on Twitter yesterday when they were saying, it's like we get sick of just calling out the hypocrisy of the Democrats. Like, oh, Democrats are hypocrites? Gosh, wow, news to me, right? No, we know they're hypocrites. We know they're liars. We know they're full of crap. But that's all we can really do, right? We can try to expose this. We can try to wake people up about this. We can try to shake people out of their brainwashed hypnotism and show them, hopefully, appeal to some remaining ember of their humanity that might still burn in their cold, dead chest that recognizes, okay, these people are full of it and they're trying to enslave me. Maybe we can do that somehow. To me, it's just, it doesn't bother me until it's people like Ted Cruz or Josh Hawley, senators with immense power within the structure of the government of the United States, who call these people hip. They're like, they're hypocrites. It's like, then do something about it. Hold them to account. Censure them. Do something. You're the ones in power. So I get that it's kind of a cliche almost at this point to call out the hypocrisy, but cliches only become cliches because of how true they are, right? It's a cliche at this point to say that George Soros is an unrepentant Nazi. But he is, and it's worth repeating. It's worth driving home, just like it's worth driving home and repeating that the Democrats, especially the ones engaged right now in this impeachment witch hunt, are up to their ears in cow dung. They're full of it. And, hopefully, if we get this exposed to enough people and enough people recognize the threat that this poses to us, then they can somehow, that can filter up to the people actually in power so we can hold these people's feet to the fire and actually get some sort of consequence out of all of this. But for now, we're stuck with what we're about to do now, which is airing in stark detail an undeniable reality just how full of it the Democrats are. So here is the Democrat impeachment hypocrisy compilation, clip number 6. Let's roll it.
Donald Trump committed a massive crime against our Constitution and our people, and the worst violation of the presidential oath of office in the history of the United States of America.
I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
By telling the mob that their election had been stolen from them.
I have an objection because 10 of the 29 electoral votes cast by Florida were cast
by electors not lawfully certified. Even then, after that vicious attack, he continued to spread the big lie.
I think it's also critical to understand you can run the best campaign and you can have the election stolen from you. This was months of cultivating a base of people who were violent. Praising that violence.
And everyone beware. They're not going to let up, and they should not.
And he still gave that marching orders and, quote, fight like hell.
Democrats are going to fight like hell.
We're going to fight like hell.
We'll fight like hell.
We'll fight like hell.
But can you imagine telling your supporters that the only way you could possibly lose is if an American election was rigged and stolen from you?
And you can have the election stolen from you.
And ask yourself whether you've ever seen anyone at any level of government make the same claim about their own election.
And you can have the election stolen from you.
And in the months the president made these statements, people listened. Armed supporters surrounded election officials' homes. The Secretary of State for Georgia got death threats.
And they were shouting threats, you know, to us to kill us. We cannot go outside now. It's become so dangerous for us.
When he saw firsthand the violence that his conduct was creating.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
He didn't condemn the violence. Incited it further.
They're not going to let up, and they should not.
There you go. Democrat hypocrisy on blatant display. And it's like, you know, even that video wasn't enough. I mean, they didn't go into the guy who shot up Steve Scalise and tried to kill Rand Paul and the other Republicans on the softball field. I mean, there's so much stuff that's missing even just from that compilation, but he does a great job. And listen, it was it A64 video? Yeah, A64 is the one who edits these videos, and he's very good. And I suggest you go follow him on Twitter. It's amazing because you'll see, I mean, the hypocrisy is abundantly clear, absurdly evident, not up for question or debate. They say one thing and they do another. It couldn't be more obvious. And it's not just that the Republicans in power who have the ability to do something about this don't do anything after the fact, you know, as they – because what the Democrats are doing now is setting all of the precedent that's needed to hold themselves to account. And you'll see articles being written or tweets being made by the Democrats that are like, they're going to be hoisted by their own petard. They're giving us all the excuse we need to bring them down. It's like, yeah, but you never will you, you old turtle? You won't do it. We would love if you would. You'll talk a big game. You'll complain online. You'll, you know, bitch about it on Fox, but you're not going to do anything about it. And that's infuriating enough. But really, they need to take a page from the Democrats' book. Don't wait until they launch an impeachment proceedings and get to get up and get on their high horse and say all this stuff and then point out, oh, they're hypocrites. Why have the Republicans not been holding them to account for the entire year that they've been aggravating the protests, that they've been encouraging, supporting, even financially supporting the rioters who have destroyed lives and burned down private businesses? Why are you waiting? We need to go on the offense.
In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. In fact, to speak out and have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you. Because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. You've got a pledge from myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you because we know we're all in this together.
InfoWars is an archetypal classic example of free, independent, organic resistance against tyranny. You built InfoWars. You spread the word. You prayed for us. You bought the products. You called in. You made recommendations. InfoWars is as much yours as it is mine. And that's why the enemy is so upset that under the deplatforming, under all the DNC lawsuits, under all the attack, in many ways, we become stronger. With Band.video, redesigned InfoWars, with all of our great crew, with documentary films and 10 hours of live radio and TV a day, we are the resistance. You are the resistance. So remember, this arsenal of freedom is waiting for you to continue to spread the word about it and to continue for you to support, because this is something we built together. It's not just a national treasure. It's a treasure worldwide against the tyrants, and they know it, and they can't stand it. And as everything we talked about comes true, our credibility only goes up together. So I salute you all.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And, of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 stars. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
I knew Trump was in battle. I knew he was surrounded by cowards and by double-talking agents of the enemy. And a lot of people just couldn't believe it. They're like, oh no, it's 3D chess, 5D chess, it's invincible. And I understand why people wanted to believe that, because this is scary what's going on with global government and the New World Order. And now that people woke up to the fact that's real, they want somebody to come save them from it. Well, Trump sure as hell tried. My gosh, look at how prescription drug prices just tripled or quadrupled, depending on the drug, once Biden signed that executive order. We pay the most anybody in the world. That's just one case of hundreds of things. The Trump had reversed, and now people are going to feel the sting and the pain, the energy cost, everything else. But what's really illustrated this is the trial in the Senate, where Trump's own lawyers are attacking him and putting him down and saying he lost the election and just engaged in all sorts of criminal activity. Because the fix is in, folks. The swamp is deep. Trump fought it, but it's up to us to win it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks, to American Journal. We have a lot of videos to show you today, and then, of course, we will be doing our Friday tradition of Week in Review in the second hour, where we go over and take a bird's-eye view of the last 7 days, just to sort of jog your memory and remind you of all of the points on the downward slope of human liberty, on the massive slide we're taking into total global technocratic tyranny. It's worth it to go back and remember this. It's almost like we need a week in review, and then a month in the review, and then a quarterly review, and then a yearly review, because this stuff just flies by. It gets a little bit of attention here, and then there's some new catastrophe that happens, and we just move on, and we forget all the stuff that has just occurred. And really, when you plop them all together, you know, I always say it's like, you know, you have a point of data here, you have a data point over here, you have a data point over here, and it's not until you draw the line between all of them that you see the constellation of truth in the stars of misinformation. It's really necessary to go back and draw these parallels, draw the lines, and map where exactly we're going. So stay tuned for a lot more videos, some very, very impressive videos as well from Paul Joseph Watson and others on today's program, and of course, your phone calls, which is where we go now. Stephen in Colorado would like to discuss the InfoWars store. Well, I'm so glad you've called in, Stephen. Thank you so much. I feel like We're kindred spirits here as the thermometer here in Texas reaches the single digits. And I thought I was in Texas, darn it. I don't live in Colorado for a reason. I can't handle the cold. But I guess you're up there probably snug and warm next to a fireplace. Thanks for calling in, Stephen. You're on the air.
Well, thank you, Harrison. First of all, it's not Colorado anymore. It's now New California.
Oh, yeah.
Because we just follow along with whatever California is doing, unfortunately. But I did want to say thank you guys for all the hard work. And I appreciate the T-shirts and the hats. And I was able to give out some good Christmas gifts this last year to some fellow InfoWarriors that I have around the States. And I was listening to Alex a lot last year. I was able to start getting back in politics. He was talking about the vitamin D and the zinc and stuff. And I bought a few of your supplements, fish oil, the iodine, the winter sun plus, and I started taking some zinc, and I'm about to turn 37, and I actually got a woman pregnant for the first time in my life, so I guess it did something for my sperm count. So
oh, congratulations.
Thank
That's
you guys.
Great.
Thank you guys. And I just wanted to say it's pretty strange around here where I'm from. It seemed like race was becoming, or it was kind of a non-issue as I was growing up.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden it's back in the forefront, but I don't really get it because if you believe in evolution, didn't we all come from Africa? And, I mean, if you look at, like, if you go through, you know, Ancestry or 23andMe or one of these things, they'll show you, pretty much anybody in the United States, or probably anywhere, that you have a conglomerate of races that make you up. There is only five races, I do believe. But if we're all kind of interconnected, just because, you know, you have fairer colored skin or your hair is a little more wiry or something, it doesn't necessarily mean that we're any different, I don't believe. But it's funny how they've turned this into a big issue again. I didn't really... I've never really known it to be much of a thing when I was growing up anyway. But
yeah.
I was kind of wondering if you guys have the resources to start a new search engine. I think that's really important because it's obviously, if you try to go through Bing or Yahoo or Google or anything, they have it so screwed up that you can't find anything contrary to what they want you to see. So I feel like it's really important that somebody starts a new search engine that allows us to see both sides of the story. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, you know, DuckDuckGo is a really valuable resource. And, you know, it's also there are ways around the censorship. For example, on Google, if you type the word site, S-I-T-E, semicolon, and Infowars.com, and then you type your search, you know, input, it will actually just search Infowars.com, so you'll get Infowars.com results. So it makes it a little bit more difficult. I get what you're saying, and I agree. DuckDuckGo is better than Google. It's not perfect, but you'll know. Search one phrase on Google, search it on DuckDuckGo, and just notice the difference that you find. So there are people out there doing that for sure, but there's also ways to use the function of Google and use their little tools that they have embedded within to actually be able to search things that you want to be able to search. So there are ways around it that you can definitely do. But yeah, you can't overestimate the. I mean, it really is amazing the way that Google is able to constrict its search results and provide you only what they want you to see almost immediately. By the way, and you remember there used to be back in like the 2010s and in 2000, it was like Google bombing or search bombing or something, where it was like if enough people went and searched something on Google, it would start recommending that. And so, like, I remember, like, Opie and Anthony would have all of their listeners go and search one thing, and so then anybody that went to Google would see that as a recommended search because so it was a trend and so many people were searching that, and they eliminated that completely. So they've definitely made massive changes and are just openly now eliminating results from their search results. But there are ways around that, and there are things like DuckDuckGo that don't have the same constrictions. But yeah, what else do you have for me, Stephen?
Yeah, exactly what you were just saying. I feel like what I used to remember was that the way their filters worked was you punch whatever in, and then it would have, like, relevance. It would bring whatever right. up by relevance, or you could put it in by whenever, like, age, or you could put it in by popularity, and I don't know. But anyway, there's one other thing. I found this on the CDC website. It's the NCHS mortality surveillance data. It's pretty strange. It basically says deaths related to pneumonia, influenza, and COVID-19. It groups them all together, and it goes by week. And it starts in week 40 of 2019, which would what be in October, which is before the arrival or the existence of COVID-19, which is pretty strange. And I thought you guys might get a kick out of that. And then I was curious about one other thing, if I could get some contact info for you guys so I could submit some political cartoons and things that I might find that you guys could be interested in.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I'm sure we have an email or something to send you. Tell you what, I'll have the crew take you on hold and get your information behind the scenes here, or at least provide you with an email where you can reach out to us. Thanks so much for the call, Stephen. And good luck in New California, sir. It's going to be a tough ride as the traditional population of Colorado, these like hardcore cowboys, are slowly but surely overrun by basically people that move there to get welfare and pot. So it's going to be tough for you, and I feel for you, and I know I've seen, you know, my grandparents live in a small town in Colorado, and the changes that it's gone through over the last decade or so. It's nearly unrecognizable still, but still a lot of beauty in that state. All right, let's go to quickly. We'll go to Joe in New York. Joe, go ahead and introduce your topic. We'll hold you over because we're almost at the end of our segment here. But you want to talk about Officer Sicknick? You're on the air, Joe.
Yes, I was looking at Tucker Carlson last night, and I heard that the last phone call he sent was to his brother, mm-hmm. and he said that he was pepper sprayed twice. And he was fine.
Yep.
So what I decided to do is I decided to start calling my congressman and demand a full report plus autopsy.
Right.
On both of them. Yeah. So, I mean, we'll see how it goes, you know. I mean, I believe if you know, some people, you know, we get together and start doing this, maybe we can get the truth behind it, because I believe it's all a lie.
Well, it is all a lie, and it's worse than even that, Joe. Stay on the line. We'll come back to you on the other side for the final segment of this hour and talk about Officer Brian Sicknick and what exactly happened to him. It's weird.
Finally, we're seeing major state governments in the United States running TV and radio ads saying, everybody, take your vitamin D3, take your zinc, and take your C. It's essential for your body's cells to maintain your health. Essential means you must have it. It's been sold out for months. It's winter sun. It's back in stock with vitamin K. Both are essential for your immune system and for your body. We got a limited shipment in. It's 25% off. Winter sun has vitamin D3 highest quality with vitamin K, taken sublingually under the tongue. Limited amount, 25% off. Get it with Ultra 12, now back in stock together for 40% off, or Ultra 12 by itself, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, visit InfoWarsStore.com today, because your funding of our operation is critical. You are the folks that sponsor us. We don't have George Soros funding us. It's you. So thank you all for your support. Winter sun, back in stock for a limited time.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root, We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the info war. As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet, is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood, this whole evil culture, and Washington, D.C., and Fauci, and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty, you're ugly, you're bad. Because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Is sort of exactly what, you know, I was talking about when I'm talking about, you know, having to go back and review the news that we covered earlier in the week or earlier in the month, because if you're just taking the news as it comes, you know, the stuff comes in and then it goes out and it's in and then it's out, and it's just sort of you just go with the flow and you don't get the true bird's eye view picture of exactly what happened. Well, with Officer Brian Sicknick, you really do have to go back. And, you know, even as I'm reading, you know, rereading through this story, I'm remembering there on the day of hearing things and thinking, well, that doesn't sound exactly right. And then later you go back and visit, no, that wasn't right. Why did they say that? And it all gets very convoluted, and you sort of have to step back and take the bird's eye view and go, what was said when by who? And that gives you a more full picture. And sometimes that picture doesn't let you come to a conclusion. It just makes it obvious that something is being hidden. Something is not as it seems. So we've covered it multiple times this week, but we'll go over it again. Of course, we showed the interview with Darren Beatty, who's the author of this story on Revolver, MAGA Blood Libel, Why Are They Hiding the Medical Report? So I'm just going to read this verbatim because it really is necessary to understand. And then we'll go back to Joe to find out, you know, what happened when he actually brought this up to his congressman. Says this: the day after Sicknick's reported death, depraved toilet paper company and full-time libel factory known as the New York Times, jumbotroned a massive howler headline later confirmed to be a damn dirty lie. The headline was this: he dreamed of being a police officer but then was killed by a pro-Trump mob. Narrative 1.0 absolutely saturated the airwaves, editorials, and social media. Every MSM outlet from USA Today to the New York Post to the Daily Dot reported that Sicknick was, quote, bludgeoned by a fire extinguisher. Not sources say, not many believe, just a total, unqualified, unequivocal statement of fact. That, of course, was absolutely false. But the Toilet Paper Times left a real stinker inside this one, because every claim they made, every detail conveyed, was a lie. Law enforcement officials now tell CNN that there was no fire extinguisher blow, no bloody gash, no blunt force trauma to Sicknick's body when he died. Not only that, but it's increasingly unclear when, where, and if Sicknick was even rushed to the hospital. As it turns out, multiple hours after the protest had already concluded, Sicknick texted his own brother, Ken, that very night that he was basically fine, other than being pepper sprayed twice, confirming that he was safe and in good shape. Then an odd thing happened. The next afternoon, the Sicknick family began getting phone calls that Officer Brian Sicknick had been declared dead. The phone calls didn't come from the hospital. They didn't come from treating physicians. They didn't come from the U.S. Capitol Police or the FBI or the DOJ. They came from media reporters. Certain privileged media personnel were evidently the first to receive sensitive information circulating amongst law enforcement officials that Brian Sicknick was dead. But that's when the story gets even stranger. In a dark, twisted echo of Monty Python's Bring Out Your Dead scene, it turned out Sicknick was not dead yet. The U.S. Capitol Police responded in a public statement late that Thursday evening that swirling media reports were untrue. Sicknick was still alive. And this is what I remember back, you know, on those days, on the 7th or 8th of January, hearing he's dead, hearing he's not dead, thinking like, well, what the hell's going on here? 1 hour later, as Sicknick's family rushed to the hospital to see what they believed was their beloved Brian still fighting for his life, the U.S. Capitol Police issued a further statement. Well, now he is dead. Now Sicknick is dead, they said. But even that statement contained a curious detail. Ken Sicknick, his brother, had been told his brother collapsed inside the Capitol building, then was rushed to the hospital. Wikipedia's entry on Sicknick still has that as the official story. And I'll remind you, New York Times still has the original fire extinguisher story up on their website. But the U.S. Capitol Police statement that night told a different story. He'd returned to his office at the police division first. Sometime between Sicknick being fine, healthy, and back in his office on Wednesday night and dead, or effectively dead, early Thursday evening, Sicknick apparently suffered a stroke. The sequence of when and how that happened should be the easiest part of the story to put to bed, and yet we're being told to take this on faith, or as the media likes to say, without evidence. Then the story gets even odder. Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen says the DOJ will spare no resource to getting to the bottom of what happened to Sicknick. Yet, well over a month after his death, precisely zero information has been disclosed by the DOJ, the FBI, the Capitol Police, the D.C. Medical Examiner, the hospital that cared for him, or the treating physicians. 1 full month after Sicknick's death, no autopsy has been released. And for reference, autopsies take just 2 to 4 hours to perform, and preliminary results are typically available within 24 hours. Investigators are vexed by the lack of evidence that could prove somebody caused his death. Authorities have reviewed video and photographs that show Sicknick engaging with rioters amid the siege, but have yet to identify a moment in which he suffered his fatal injuries. Ominously, no findings from the D.C. Medical Examiner have been released. No announcements have been made by authorities about the ongoing process. Unannounced to anyone except incidentally in that Sicknick's memorial turned up in an urn, Sicknick's memorial remains turned up in an urn instead of a coffin. Sicknick's body had been cremated, meaning there would be no further forensic analysis to be done to establish the cause or time of Sicknick's death. Why, one must wonder, would a family still searching for answers who has no autopsy results, no death certificate, and no medical report authorize a cremation? Did they? So just a plethora of unanswered questions with Brian Sicknick. Joe from New York has called in to his congressman to demand that they looked into it. Joe, did you receive any response from this? What was their reaction, or who did you speak to, and what do you expect to come of this?
I called the majority leader, Chuck Schumer, and Kristen Gillibrand, mm-hmm. my congressman. I haven't received anything back, but I'm relentless, and I will call on a daily basis until I receive some kind of news back. And let's also not forget about the officer whose eyes were gouged out, the man who lost fingers. I feel like it's all a ploy to just destroy the conservative movement, a.k.a. Trump movement, and Christians. And it's nauseating, and I cannot stand for it, you know? It's sad. And I hope the American people don't stand for it either, because these people have been lying to us for decades about a lot of things.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, in the case of Brian Sicknick, you know, the lies are very blatant, but also just the sort of implied lies that they keep saying, the deadly Capitol insurrection with Capitol, rioters killing 5 people. And it's like, that's a blatant lie. It's a blatant lie. Ashley Babbitt was shot in the chest at point blank range. Officer Sicknick apparently was fine that evening, but turned up dead the next day. Very mysterious, and we have no answers to that. There are now reports coming out that one of the people that died of a stroke or a heart attack who was, you know, near the Capitol but not actually in it was actually shot in the face by a police projectile just before suffering, you know, his deadly convulsions. I mean, everybody that died was a Trump supporter, including Brian Sicknick, by the way. And there have been some conflicting reports on this, but I'm fairly certain that, you know, Brian Sicknick himself was a Trump supporter. So they'll just they just sort of say these statements, five people dead, five people were killed by these rioters, when in reality, five rioters were killed by the police, and they were all unarmed, they were all peaceful, and at least in the case with Ashley Babbitt, we know that the police were standing there in a line, they moved out of the way to allow her past, and as soon as she attempted to go past, another police officer there sort of almost lying in wait, just unloaded on her, shooting her in the chest, no warning shot, no attempt to use a taser, no attempt to use any other physical means to prevent her from moving through, especially egregious when you consider that just about 1 minute before that shot was fired, there were three police officers standing in front of those doors, blocking the way, and they were not being pushed out of the way, they were not being attacked, they were not being forced past, and yet they move, they abandon their posts, they allow Ashley Babbitt to move, you know, across the threshold, and then she is murdered while, you know, clearly unarmed. She's using both of her hands to climb through. It's absolutely egregious, and you're totally right, Joe, that they are simply using this. And again, it's worse than you even think, right? They're taking this death, this tragic death of this woman. They're blaming it on this woman's friends, and then they're using the death to justify calling these people domestic terrorists. So the people who died are now domestic terrorists. It doesn't make any sense. It's totally absurd. Do you expect anything to come from this, Joe? I mean, I'm sorry you got Chuck Schumer there representing you. I don't think he's going to be particularly interested in the truth about this. But, you know, what do you expect to come from this, Joe?
I honestly and truly, coming from them people, I expect nothing. Mm-hmm. But my pursuit of the truth is in my heart, and I'm relentless. And I got one more question. Do you mind if I make another one more point or something that I seen?
30 seconds, Joe.
All right. There was a video of a Maryland police officer who shot a white man. He was charging him. He was shot down, and the commentary behind that video from an African-American gentleman was nauseating. That's to get to your white privilege. We got him. It was heartbreaking. Not only did the man die, but his death was stomped all over by this commentary, and the video is nowhere. But if it was the situation was switched,
yeah,
it would be,
yeah, I think I saw that same thing. It's absolutely sick. Can you imagine, you know, us saying that about somebody who was shot by the police? It would never happen.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
My enemies are your enemies. They're the globalists. They're exterminists. They're a consortium of mad scientists, pedophiles, control freaks, devil worshippers, vampires, whatever you want to call them, that are highly predatory and are setting up a false fantasy land system of constant bombardment of propaganda, drugs, and electromagnetic radiation to change the very DNA of the human species, to mutate us into a form that they can control like a pawn on a chessboard. The bottom line is they want to play God. They are playing God, and the noose is only going to tighten around our necks from here on out. So many other people want to be positive. They want to put out fake news and want to only cover limited amounts of what's happening with the New World Order, but
At the end of the day, it's all about depopulation. It's all about world government. It's all about the end of human system as we know it. And on its ashes, a nightmare being built. Only admitting it can turn it around and stop it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Piranha was fired by Disney after the woke mob stirred up contrived outrage over her Instagram post. So what did she say? The now deleted Instagram story showed a picture of a Jewish woman being persecuted by Nazis and said, "Jews were beaten in the streets, not by Nazi soldiers, but by their neighbors, even by children. Because history is edited, most people today don't realize that to get to the point where Nazi soldiers could have rounded up thousands of Jews, the government first made their own neighbors hate them simply for being Jews. How is that any different from hating someone for their political views?" And this was the immediate reaction. The fact is, Carano is completely correct. Time and time again, history tells us that genocides and massacres are preceded by the dehumanization of the target population. The media is literally characterizing Trump supporters as domestic terrorists who should be killed by drone strikes. How is that not dehumanization? Prominent figures are calling for conservatives to be sent to re-education camps. How is that not dehumanization? Reza Aslan called for Trump supporters to be eradicated from society. How is that not dehumanization? Leftists routinely incite, support, and celebrate Trump supporters being beaten and murdered in the streets. How is that not dehumanization? The left calls Carano anti-Semitic for pointing out that Jews were dehumanized before they were slaughtered. Then they dehumanize and incite mass violence against people for their political beliefs, exactly as Carano said. It's okay when we do it. They're offended over her using a historical Nazi analogy, when the left routinely abuses the Nazi analogy all the time by calling conservatives Nazis in order to dehumanize them. It's okay when we do it. Disney-owned Lucasfilm has the nerve to call Carano's Instagram post abhorrent. I'll tell you what's abhorrent. Disney collaborating with the genocidal security services in Xinjiang while filming Mulan. That's abhorrent. Working with a regime that incarcerates entire populations in forced labor camps. That's abhorrent. Disney ignored congressional demands to know if it used slave labor in making Mulan. That's abhorrent. And you're mad at Carano over an Instagram post. Give me a break. You're calling Carano racist for making an accurate historical comparison while saying nothing about Disney whitewashing John Boyega's Star Wars character out of their Chinese market poster to please the market. Didn't give a shit about that, did you? Disney fired Gina Carano for a social media post in which she told the truth, yet they rehired James Gunn after he made social media posts joking about rape and pedophilia. The mob isn't mad at Carano because they're genuinely offended over anti-Semitism. That's just the excuse they exploited to get her cancelled. They're mad at her because she's a celebrity who hasn't been bullied and intimidated into amplifying their demented, hysterical agenda. They're mad at her because she's a conservative. They're mad at her because she posted some memes on Twitter making fun of face masks. Oh, the absolute horror! They're mad at her because she called for a clean and fair election system. They're mad at her because she previously expressed support for President Trump. They're mad at her because she called out so-called anti-racist activists as cowards and bullies. They're mad at her because, wait for it, she didn't post anything online supportive of Black Lives Matter. Oh, the absolute horror! She didn't post the black square! They're mad at her because in a world of insipid conformity and ruthless ideological servility, she has the bravado to think for herself. The absolute horror. To the mob, Gina Carano represents the threat of a good example, and that's why she must be cancelled. As a warning to other celebrities who dare even think about challenging their cultural colonization. This is what happens when you defy our social hegemony. This is what happens when you dare stand up for those we have worked so hard to dehumanize. Remember, the same people who say cancel culture doesn't exist weaponize it at every available opportunity as a means of achieving their dystopian nightmare. A nightmare in which organized hordes of ideological jihadists wield the power to banish nonconformists to the fringes of society, having deplatformed, silenced, and destroyed their reputations. Their behavior mimics every top-down authoritarian tyranny in history. So Corona was completely right and morally justified to call it out. So sit down, haters, because Gina Carano did nothing wrong.
I knew Trump was embattled. I knew he was surrounded by cowards and by double-talking agents of the enemy. And a lot of people just couldn't believe it. They're like, oh no, it's 3D chess, 5D chess, it's invincible. And I understand why people wanted to believe that, because this is scary what's going on with global government and the New World Order. And now that people woke up to the fact that that's real, they want somebody to come save them from. Well, Trump sure as hell tried. My gosh, look at how prescription drug prices just tripled or quadrupled, depending on the drug, once Biden signed that executive order. We pay the most anybody in the world. That's just one case of hundreds of things that Trump had reversed, and now people are going to feel the sting and the pain, the energy costs, everything else. But what's really illustrated this is the trial in the Senate, where Trump's own lawyers are attacking him and putting him down and saying he lost the election and just engaged in all sorts of criminal activity. Because the fix is in, folks. The swamp is deep. Trump fought it, but it's up to us to win it.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Oh, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of American Journal. I'm going to go ahead and push back. I'm going to change things around a little bit. I'm going to push back the week in review to the next hour, because I want to get to as many phone calls in this hour as possible. We have new callers today, so I don't want them to have to stay on hold while I run through this week of absurd tyranny coming down on us. So we'll go out to your phone calls in just 1 minute. But before we do, I want to play another one of these videos that once again just exposes the hysteric hypocriticalness. Is that a word? Should be. Hypocrisy? There you go. I found it. Hysterical hypocrisy of the Democrats during the impeachment proceedings. Here is a video that says, as the left discusses political violence this week, let's not forget the violence of Black Lives Matter and Antifa that happened for months on end. Here it is. Forget about this? Maybe you just never knew that all of this was happening. If you're a radio listener, we're basically just watching a massive compilation that just shows a small percentage, a little iota, a modicum of the overall picture that we experienced in 2020 of the endless, near daily riots that occurred in cities across this country. There were people shot at point-blank range in cold blood. There were protesters and counter-protesters alike mowed down by vehicles. There were entire city blocks set on fire. There were hundreds of police officers severely injured, sent to the hospital. Let's keep that video up. Federal buildings burned and broken into. Mobs of communists just roving from one store to the next, looting continuously. The response of this, well, was to call any attempt to prevent this racist, and it was celebrated by the Democrats. It was called an important movement. It caused some of the greatest changes in American law in all of history. It was participated in by a great many politicians, local and national alike. Some of these people abusing their power to allow the extra legal removal of statues, uncountable numbers of statues being torn down in favor of Black Lives Matter. And, of course, Time reports 93% of Black Lives Matter protests have been peaceful, a new report finds. Well, that's interesting. Isn't that interesting? Yeah, 100 days of the year, I don't kill anybody. So I'm, you know, mostly peaceful. Of course, when you have, you know, literally thousands of protests, and they're counting anything, pretty much anything and everything as a protest, and who knows what their definition of peaceful actually is. Lives were destroyed. People were injured. People were killed. Entire cities were destroyed, thrown into bankruptcy. Billions of dollars savaged. And the response of all this has been, well, let's defund the police. Surprise, surprise, this year, murder rates up 30%. Violent crime up triple in some cities. Complete lawlessness, complete chaos. And this was either ignored by this mainstream media or supported by it. Why not? Look at these proud patriots. Look at these fighters for human rights. It's a modern-day Martin Luther King there, looting the police car. Look at that. Isn't it convenient? Pre-made signs being delivered out of the back of a U-Haul. Just in time for a protest. Certainly this isn't organized. It's not coordinated. Of course not. No, George Soros just spent $20 billion. Nike just spent, what, $500 million? Jack Dorsey? Amazon? I mean, they all just gave hundreds of millions of dollars, sometimes billions of dollars, to these people. Where'd that money go? Other than directly into the coffers of the Democrats, who then used it to hire a career prosecutor in Kamala Harris and the guy who actually wrote the crime bill that caused the massive spike in incarceration of black people. Please don't hurt us. We support BLM. Like the goat's blood above the door to ward off the angel of death. Only in that case, goat's blood worked. You think this is going to work? We support BLM. You think they care? I don't even know if they can read. They're going to destroy your city. And yet you support them. Please don't support us. Please don't destroy us. We support you. Imagine that. Imagine telling the people that are threatening to destroy you that you support them. Absolutely incredible. So really great. Just a modicum, a little iota, a little piece of the violence that we experienced over the last year. Compare that to January 6th and a couple people wandering around the Capitol, taking selfies with police officers compared to this. I mean, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in a completely different building, hiding from a police officer, and yet she has not a modicum of, you know, respect for or appreciation for the feelings of the people, perhaps in this video, being beaten by a mob, being pulled out of their car, having a gun pulled and shot point-blank range at their head while they're trying to drive through a protest. She doesn't care about that. She has no empathy for them. Oh, but you dare raid a government building down the block from her, and my God, domestic terror, we must destroy them all. Absolutely incredible. Let's go back into the phone calls. Bruce in Canada has a comment about Texit. I'm glad this idea of Texas secession. Of course, we interviewed the leader of the Texas National Movement earlier this week. It's been causing a lot of discussion, and I'm glad it's on so many people's minds. Thanks for calling in, Bruce. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello. I hear you, Bruce. Do you hear me?
Hello. Am I on the air?
You are on the air, sir.
Okay. I wanted to talk about Texas and the voting machines. I have a book that I bought off InfoWars store about 10 years ago, and it's called Hacked, High-Tech Election Theft in America, 11 Experts Expose the Truth. And this book was written by Democrats. Cynthia McKinney has a chapter, Bob Harris has written it. So this is not something that we need to ignore. This needs to be paramount. Before any kind of Texas movement happens, we need to get rid of these voting machines. You can go into a Texas movement with 90% support, and what, you're going to put your votes on a black box voting machine and watch it flip it around 49 to 51%? That's impossible.
Good point.
One thing that the Bugaloo Boy guy said that really stuck with me is You cannot vote your way out of election fraud. It's impossible. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expect.
Yeah, you're sort of breaking up there, Bruce, but yeah, I get your point. Yeah, definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result, and you're exactly right. If they can cheat in the election, then it doesn't matter how you vote, and I think that primarily was the impetus behind January 6th. It's what is the anger that is being felt by Trump supporters, is that, you know, the vote was their last resort, and we just saw the compilation. After a year of the chaos, a year of the violence, a year of the attacks, you know, the Trump supporters didn't respond, didn't react, didn't fight back, really, which I think probably they should have, but at the end of the day, they had their vote. They had the election. They were going to make their voices known. They were going to behave in, you know, comport with the Democratic ideal and the Republican ideal. You make your voices heard at the polls, and you make changes the right way through the legislature, through the electoral process. That's what was stolen from people. So you make a good point, Bruce. You know, we're not going to be able to vote ourselves out of this union if the vote is stolen by people that don't want us out of the union. So, yeah, you make a great point, and that does definitely need to be on number one on the list. And if there's one thing you want to do to fight back against the globalist onslaught, the most important thing you can do is find your local politician and demand reform of the electoral process. That should be number one.
The entire New World Order system is about making you feel pathetic, making you feel weak, making you play the part of a victim, so you don't take your birthright as being made in the image of God, and the incredible mission and destiny we have, being given free will. Being given free will, being given consciousness, is literally the seed of an entire universe, an entire system. And the fact that you're able to commune with God, the fact you're able to see the beauty of a sunset, or the beauty of the waves in the ocean, or the beauty of your wife or your husband, or the beauty of your child learning knowledge, the beauty of music, the fact that you can commune with that and resonate with that is energetic. And that itself is what God teaches us is worship. So don't worship the globalists. Don't worship the NFL. Don't worship all the things of the system. But worship the things of God, because we're made by God. And appreciate your consciousness. And appreciate free speech while you still have it. While you still have it.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. In fact, you speak out and have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you. Because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge from myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you, because we know we're all in this together.
I sell supplements for two reasons. Because they work, they're real, they're powerful, and because it's a giant market. But again, why is there a giant market? Because it works. That's why it exponentially grows. So whether it's saw palmetto and other key ingredients in our prostate formula, Prostagard, or whether it is the super high-grade organic vitamin B12 in Ultra-12, or whether it's the PQQ or the CoQ10 in DNA Force, or the pure deep-growth crystal iodine in X2, these are all the very best supplements you're going to find in an already great market of high-quality products out there. And it funds the InfoWar. So even if these products weren't high-quality, which they are, you're funding the InfoWars you can't lose. InfoWars delivers in spades. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get the products today. And again, I want to thank you all for keeping us on air at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks, let's go right back out to your phone calls. We have Ronald in North Carolina who called in yesterday and unfortunately wasn't able to get through by the time the show was over. So I'm so glad you've called back in, Ronald, and you have some important comments about... Are you a city employee, or is this something you've heard about, Ronald?
No, I'm a city employee for a small town in North Carolina.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yeah, you're on the air, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, about 2 weeks ago, everybody here in the city, we've been all worried about maybe they're going to start doing this vaccine thing mandatory once it started, if they got the vaccine in.
Yep.
So that the vaccine's finally coming around. So now they gave us all papers to either opt out of taking the vaccine or either to agree to take the vaccine. And I opted out, of course.
Of course. Yeah,
so we thought, well, that's the end of that. You know, they gave us a choice. That's good. Well, about 2 weeks later, day before yesterday, they gave us another paper for the ones who opted out. So there was a questionnaire of about 30 questions. They shuffled the questions up. Some of the questions sounded legitimate. Some of the questions... I'm sorry, I wrote them down. I'm trying to get them out of the truck. Some of the questions sounded legitimate, but then they put in questions like, are you worried that it will change your DNA? Are you worried that it will cause death? Are you worried that it will cause sickness? And then they add in, are you worried that it's the mark of the beast? Then it says, are you worried that it's government control of the people? Are you worried that it causes infertility? Are you worried because you're pregnant? Then it says, are you worried it causes other diseases such as Down syndrome? And it says, are already taking it, so I don't need it. Won't have long-term effect. And then it says other reasons, then it wanted you to write down the other reasons. And wow. I'm thinking, you know, here they are, you know, the DNA, which I believe it has something to do with your DNA. They're doing something.
Well, yeah.
This is spiritual warfare. I'm a Christian man. I try to keep to myself and keep my peace. But I do tell people that I know don't think I'm crazy that this is a spiritual warfare, and they're conditioning us slowly to get what they are wanting to achieve. And it's been going on for a long time in a slow process. But when Trump was in, they wanted him out. He was not part of the system. He was a speed bump in the middle of what they're trying to get accomplished. And they did whatever they could do to get him out. Now that he's out, it's full speed ahead.
That is incredible what you're telling me. I completely agree, obviously. I mean, that's definitely what they're doing. So just to summarize again, I mean, I know you just said this, but I got to wrap my mind around this. So you're a city employee of a small town in North Carolina. You're offered the vaccine, but you're allowed to reject it. They're not mandating it. But since you rejected it, they give you an additional questionnaire that asks you your reason for rejecting it. And among those reasons are things like, I think it's the mark of the beast. I think it can cause other damage. I think it affects my DNA. Are they mandating you to fill out this questionnaire? I mean, are they saying you have to fill this out, or are they saying it's optional?
They really didn't give. They didn't ask me whether I would or wouldn't. They just called everybody in one by one, the ones that opted out, and gave each one of us this paper to check off what we feel like agrees with us as to why we don't want to take the vaccine.
Wow.
And, you know, if it would have been just simple questions such as sickness and because I'm pregnant or I'm scared that it might cause Down syndrome, you know, those are, I would say, legitimate questions. But, you know, they're trying to call us a bunch of nutcases because we do think, a lot of us feel like it's got something to do with its DNA. And I'm going to tell you, me being a Christian, this might not be the mark of the beast, but it's leading the way toward it.
Right, right.
Because eventually they want full control over everyone. And I'm not just talking about the United States. This is worldwide.
Wow.
But when they came up with these, are you worried that it would change your DNA? Are you worried that it's the mark of the beast? Are you worried that it's government control of the people? When they started throwing in questions, and these questions were shuffled in amongst the other questions.
Now,
and my red flag went off. You know, my red flag went off when I saw those questions.
Yeah, that's incredibly worrying, very weird. Did they ask you, like, were they asking things like, I just don't think that COVID is that big of a deal, and so I don't want the vaccine? Were there, you know, options like that? Because to me, it's like, it's very weird that they would go automatically to, like, mark of the beast, I think it causes Down syndrome. Like, to me, it's just like, well, I looked at the numbers, very low risk of getting COVID, very low risk of dying from COVID, and the reaction to the vaccine, it's untested. There have been lots of negative reactions. It's a new experimental. I mean, it's not even a conspiracy. It's experimental. There's never been a vaccine of mRNA. It does change your mRNA. I mean, it's not DNA, but it is RNA, and it does change it. It is gene therapy in that way. Were there options like that, or was it all just like conspiracy stuff, like Mark of the Beast?
Some of those questions that you just asked were in there. My mind's going 100 miles an hour because I'm talking to you. But
yeah.
Some of those questions that you just asked me, that they were some of them. That was okay. About 30 questions. Once I filled it out and handed it back, I asked them, could I have a copy of that? They said, no, we only got enough for each one of you. We got a certain number copied out. We don't have enough to hand you a copy. So once I walked out, I just wrote down everything I could remember off the top of my head so that I wouldn't forget it, because I knew right then I'm calling you guys, because this is the only place that I can get legitimate answers as to what's going on. I didn't quit watching Fox News, and once they got up and walked off with Mike Lindell on Newsmax, I don't even watch them no more.
Wow. Well, I mean, I so appreciate your viewership, and I really appreciate you calling in and sharing this information with us, because that is very worrying, very troubling. And so, I mean, obviously, I would love to know if there are more people out there that are, you know, getting this type of questionnaire. I'd love to know if this is a widespread thing, if this was your city in particular doing this. I mean, it sounds like this is a widespread, you know, information gathering sort of tactic, so they can know how to aim their cannons, basically. They pulled up the headline just a second ago where they said on New York Times, you know, the vaccine information war is on. So essentially this is the scouts being sent out. This is the probing of the enemy line as they see it to say, there it is. Yeah, Washington Post. Now there's a coronavirus vaccine. How do you persuade people to take it? So they need to know where to aim their missiles, where to aim their barbs. They say, okay, do we need to take this tactic? Do we need to take this tactic? Do we need to disprove the mark of the beast? Do we need to attack them spiritually? Do we need to, you know, falsify some more information because it's the medical aspects that people are objecting to? This is a probe, just like, you know, in Star Wars, and they send the probe down to the planet to scan for life. This is scanning the landscape to know how they can move on the warfare front.
Finally, we're seeing major state governments in the United States running TV and radio ads saying, everybody, take your vitamin D3, take your zinc, and take your C. It's essential for your body's cells to maintain your health. Essential means you must have it. It's been sold out for months, It's Winter Sun. It's back in stock with vitamin K. Both are essential for your immune system and for your body. We got a limited shipment in. It's 25% off. Winter Sun has vitamin D3, highest quality with vitamin K, taken sublingually under the tongue. Limited amount, 25% off. Get it with Ultra 12, now back in stock together for 40% off, or Ultra 12 by itself, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, visit InfoWarsStore.com today, because your funding of our operation is critical. You are the folks that sponsor us. We don't have George Soros funding us. It's you. So thank you all for your support. Winter Sun, back in stock for a limited time.
As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet, is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out with third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. When you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty, you're ugly, you're in the bad. Because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. Subsection is prepared with Alex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. And it lasts 25 years. 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies. And it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of. And you know you're getting good food at a very good price. And you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there. Water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in to the long globalist fight. You'll win in the end.
The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video and hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video. Theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
You know, there's a tactic used by the Zulu warriors in the Battle of Rorke's Drift and other battles in Africa against the British colonialists. They would send out battalions of runners to die, basically. They would send them out to run towards the British encampments in order to judge how far the British were able to fire, right? You run towards British encampment, you eventually get fired upon, and so you know, okay, that's the line, you know, which is their ultimate range. It was a probing mission in Battle of Rorke's Drift in the great movie Zulu. That is, you know, just one example of one of these of a probing mission. to determine the defenses of your enemies. And that last caller from North Carolina was describing a probing mission in the information war, where they were sending out their scouts, sending out these questionnaires in order to get the best read of the enemy so they know how to attack. So if you are in Rorke's Drift, you're a British grenadier, or you're a British soldier, and you're there behind the bulwarks, what do you do when the Zulus are launching one of these probing missions? Well, you hold your fire until you can see the whites of their eyes. You don't expose the range that you have, because this is just a probing. This isn't a full-on attack, so you don't have to unload at the earliest possible moment. You want to basically provide disinformation so you can then better defend against your enemy, because they're operating on incorrect reading of your defenses. So, you know, if you get one of these questionnaires that's asking stuff, all I'm saying is don't tell them the truth. Make other stuff up. Say something else. I don't know what you have to say. Say, you know, I'm Muslim and, you know, it has pig DNA in it, so I don't want to take it. You know, just say something. Say something other than what you believe, because this is an information war, especially surrounding the vaccine. They're coming out and saying it. How do we convince them? There's an information war about the vaccine. These are the headlines you just saw displayed across your screen. So if you get one of these questionnaires, make something else up. Throw them off the scent. Make their probing less effective than it would otherwise be. Tell them the truth, and they take this information that they're getting, they're collating it, they're putting it into algorithms, they're compiling it from probably many, many cities all over the United States. They're getting a big picture. They're saying, what is the most important thing people feel, and how do we attack that, and how do we target that in particular objection people have, and how do we circumvent it? How do we make laws that say you can no longer use this as an excuse, you know, whatever it is? So these are the probing missions they're launching. And just like, you know, if you're a British guy, when the Zulus are running towards you, you don't fire at your most extreme range, because that's what they're looking for. You fire when they're much closer, so then when the big attack comes, they don't realize they're in range 100 yards out, 200 yards out, and you can more better devastate your enemy and not give up your own defensive strategy. Really, I'm blown away by this. By this incredible thing. All right, let's go back out to the phone calls. Shane in Michigan has a question for us. Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you for holding, Shane. You are on the air, sir. Shane from Michigan? Oh, he dropped. All right, Aaron from Tennessee has called in about Dominion software, which we just learned through an investigation that we found at Gateway Pundit that it has been consistently flipping votes from Republican to Democrat. Thanks for calling in, Aaron. You're on the show here.
Hey, Harrison. It's great to get to speak with you. Congratulations on the show.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. My brain got fried. One of your first callers, actually, I just want to remember. It just stressed me out because my buddy had just got back from a Trump rally, and he had met a girl there, and they have a son. I also have a one-year-old child, and your other caller said that he just had a child. The common denominator in all this is apparently alpha males.
Yeah.
It just cracked me up, you know, when he said that, because I busted out laughing. My buddy just called me and said that this chick he'd met, a fellow conservative, so that's good. So I definitely want to say that you guys are definitely making Bill Gates very angry by helping conservatives and Christians reproduce. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that alpha males can help with conception.
But no, it's very true. The Patriot breeding program is off to a fantastic start, sir. Yeah, it's going well. That's what's necessary. And you know, one of the most evil, demonic things that is being done by the globalists is telling people not to reproduce, saying it's evil for you to have children. It's despicable. And if we can in some way mitigate that or reverse that trend, my God, I mean that's the best thing we could possibly do. So I'm glad to hear that it's having some effect, hopefully.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Anyways, but, you know, the main reason I was wanting to call in was it's frustrating, you know, as an American I've got an uncle that didn't come back from Korea. I've got my whole family's law enforcement military. There's been so many men who want to die for this country and for our freedoms and liberties, and it's just so hard. As a 34-year-old man almost, I never thought I'd live to see the country, you know, in the state that it is, and it's very heartbreaking. But honestly, what it is, in my opinion, is just a full lost generation, you know, and I feel like it's up to us, and you guys are doing such an excellent job. You know, you guys are really the beacon that good people have to go to. We don't have the media. We don't have any of that. We have nothing. The InfoWars and a small handful of other people. But it's something that really ticked me off. I shouldn't say ticked me off, it upset me. Was I was on Instagram, and I saw Candace Owens post, you know, I'm going to run for president. Vote for me. You know, it's just so frustrating because I love Candace Owens, and I would vote for her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the issue is, like, what's the point of voting? It's hard not to get black pills, you know, because these key states have this Dominion voting system that is clearly rigged. And, you know, the Democrats on the left, they sit there and pretend like it doesn't exist. It's just the elephant in the room. And now they've turned on the American people. You know, you take your most honest, morally sound group of individuals who are not racist. We do not hate people. We have love in our hearts. You know, black, white, Chinese, does not matter. You're all brothers and sisters. And, you know, that's the way I look at the left, is that they're just lost. You know, they either didn't have a good upbringing or someone's brainwashed them,
mm-hmm.
maybe the media, you know. But, you know, I think I'm an exterminator, you know, and it's like when I go to someone's house and I've got to, you know, they got ants, per se. You know, I can see ants crawling on the counter. I can smash those ants, and those ants will die. But they're going to keep coming back.
Right.
You know, the point is you have to get it at the source, which is the queen.
Right.
And then it takes it all out. So that's what I feel like with Dominion voting systems. Like, democracy is dead right now in this country. You know, in other countries, look at Venezuela. You know, that's how the communists took over Venezuela. And look, they're eating their dogs. They eat all the animals in the zoo. I don't want that for America, you know. So I think America's root issue right now is the Dominion voting systems and voter fraud. They asked Justin Trudeau, you know, oh, do you guys use Dominion voting systems? And he smiled and literally said no, you know. No, because he knows. You can see it on his face.
Right.
It's like you and Alex and Owen all talk about all the time. They tell on themselves. It's like they can't help but boast, you know, and it's just this cocky arrogance. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people, clearly, who take, you know, drink this Kool-Aid.
Yeah, well, I mean, heck, look at the, you know, the Time magazine thing. What you have to realize is that a lot of people in this country, even if it came out and they said, you know what, we did change the votes, you know, whatever, if it was Dominion or whoever else came out and said, yeah, we did flip some votes, but we did it to protect you from the Trump, you know, supporters. We did it to protect you from Trump. A lot of people in America would go, good, thank you for you know, stopping those evil Trump supporters from getting their vote. I totally agree. I mean, it's lost. And just like your point now, you got to go after the queen. You can't just mow over the weeds. The root is still there. You got to tear the root up. And the root of all of this is evil, you know, Satan, whatever you want to call
yes.
it. Yeah, it's evil and it's control. At the end of the day, it's all about control, human control. And whether they can manipulate you into obeying them willingly. They don't want to have to force you at the point of the gun. They want you so brainwashed and so dead and so submissive that you willingly go along with their plans. And so, you know, that to us, tearing up the weed by its roots is going after that central concept of globalism and the control that it exerts through many means.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've been thinking a lot lately about playing devil's advocate on air. About looking at the world from the perspective of the globalists, that the public's so dumbed down that they don't care that we're stealing their future from them, that we're poisoning them, that we're sterilizing them, and they deserve to be killed.
Yes, that's the position of the globalists. They play God. And they think because we don't stand up, they have a right to do this to us. You know, I've told you that the globalists have tried to hire me. They tried to get me to join them. But metaphysically, at a spiritual level, I have the Holy Spirit. I have a connection with God. And I know that God does not like that, so I cannot join the enemy. But I'll tell you, at a selfish level, I get very, very mad at people that go along with the system, believing you're part of it or believing you're getting power out of it. Whether you're just a steel worker or a school teacher or Henry Kissinger, you're not God. And treating other people like they're animals and you're God is something that the real God of the universe doesn't like. And that's a fact.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And, of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 stars. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody gives it a 5 star except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
My enemies are your enemies. They're the globalists. They're exterminists. They are a consortium of mad scientists, pedophiles, control freaks, devil worshippers, vampires, whatever you want to call them, that are highly predatory and are setting up a false fantasy land system of constant bombardment of propaganda, drugs, and electromagnetic radiation to change the very DNA of the human species, to mutate us into a form that they can control like a pawn on a chessboard. The bottom line is they want to play God. They are playing God. And the noose is only going to tighten around our necks from here on out. So many other people want to be positive. They want to put out fake news and want to only cover limited amounts of what's happening with the New World Order. But at the end of the day, it's all about depopulation. It's all about world government. It's all about the end of human system as we know it. And on its ashes, a nightmare being built. Only admitting it can turn it around and stop it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, welcome back, folks. In the next hour, I will be doing our weekly weekend review where we go over the last 7 days of news and try to draw some lines, connect some dots, and illustrate the truth constellation that can be derived from the individual data points that we have discovered over the last week. We'll go to your phone calls in just one moment, but I wanted to take a brief second to cover two stories that sort of go hand in hand with each other and perhaps are worth more attention than we have paid to them over the last week. It's it's this lawsuit here. Lawsuit from Fox 5 San Diego. Lawsuit claims Subway's tuna sandwiches lack any trace of tuna. The latest litigation aimed at Subway's ingredients, two people are suing the sandwich maker in California, claiming the company's tuna is anything but. They say, quote, in reality, the products do not contain tuna or nor have any ingredient that constitutes tuna, claims plaintiffs Karen Danawa and Nalima Amin in court documents filed in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California. They claim that they're tricked into buying mislabeled food and that an independent lab tested multiple samples. Now, we sort of know already that fast food, not particularly accurate in what they advertise it being. Taco Bell had similar accusations levied against them a few years ago, saying, you know, your meat might not be meat, actually. I'm not sure how that lawsuit ever turned out, but suffice it to say, the modern world, unless you are Joe Rogan and you're bow hunting, you know, elk in Alaska and stocking your freezer and eating, you know, wild meat that you catch yourself, unless you're a millionaire that can shop at the, you know, highest end stores and get the best organic ingredient, you are not getting the supplementation or the vitamins that you need. In a perfect world, in a natural world, the food that you eat, getting a little bit of sun, drinking, you know, mineral water, like that would be enough. It would be totally fine. You wouldn't need supplements. You really wouldn't need supplements if you ate the stuff that God intended in the way that God intended it. Instead, our modern diets, really, no matter how careful you are, full of chemicals, fillers, modifications, replacement ingredients. I mean, just not good stuff. So you're not getting the vitamins that you need. And this can have a devastating consequence on an individual level or on a societal level. And so I'll go in, you know, in conjunction to that, you have vitamin D. This is a story, or it's not even a story. It's a scientific article from PubMed.gov. And it says this: vitamin D supplementation to the older adult population in Germany has cost-saving potential of preventing almost 30,000 cancer deaths per year. Even just reading that, I'm kind of like, cost-saving potential? No, you're saving 30,000 lives. You're preventing 30,000 cancer deaths a year. I mean, that is massive. And that's from one vitamin. It's from vitamin D. This is the results of this very long randomized controlled trial. Really incredible stuff. So, you know, unless you are a millionaire, unless you are bow hunting your, you know, wild game and growing your own food in your own garden, you're probably ingesting all sorts of nasty stuff, and the foods that you are eating don't have the nutritional capacity that it should have in nature and that you need to maintain health. Now, I'm just make it perfectly clear, I'm not claiming that if you buy our supplements, you're not going to get cancer. I'm no way claiming that. There are tons of different things that go into somebody getting cancer. There's all sorts of stuff you have to do, and sometimes it's just inevitable. It happens no matter how healthy you are. That's just the way it is. But you can make yourself as healthy as possible, and you can replace some of those vitamins and minerals that you should be getting through your diet, you should be getting through the sun, you should be getting through, you know, any other number of natural means that are denied to us because of our modern life and our modern lifestyles. You can help supplement that by going to InfoWarsStore.com and purchasing some of our incredible supplements. Again, I'm not making any claims here. Are you listening, district attorneys? I'm not saying that. I don't want any of our audience either thinking, well, if I just take this, I'll never get cancer. That's not the case. But I do want you to be healthy, and I want you to know that, you know, the food you're eating might not be what you think it is. And I'm as bad as anybody else. I love fast food. I know it's terrible for me. I try to not eat as much as I do, and I fail, right? We all do. We all fall short. But we can make up some of that difference. We can get ourselves back to at least the basis of normality by supplementing our diets with some great supplements. And even the supplements, a lot of the ones you're getting from other stores, that might not be what you think it is. That might be full of chemicals and crap you never wanted. But you know that by going to InfoWarsStore.com, what you're getting is top-of-the-line supplements that will get you the vitamins that your body actually needs to survive. So, and you're getting them at a great price, too, especially if you buy them while they're on sale, right? You have Winter Sun plus Vitamin D. That's our Vitamin D and K supplement. That's 25% off and is most important now during the winter when you're not getting the sun that you should get that actually naturally generates vitamin D. DNA Force Plus is an incredible supplement, and that's 25% off. Lung Cleanse Plus, that's 50% off. Incredible supplements at incredible prices. InfoWarsStore.com. And on top of it all, you help keep us on the air. You help keep this program, The Alex Jones Show, The War Room with Owen Schroyer online. You also help keep band.video online, where so many videos and so much incredible information that is outright banned, eliminated, algorithmically destroyed on the mainstream sites. Well, it has a home at band.video, and it's only able to be that way because you go to InfoWarsStore.com. So for your own health, for the health of your nation, for the health of the First Amendment, you got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and make up, you know, replenish some of that vital vitamins, the vital minerals, the vital supplements that are lacking from our modern diets. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. It really is for the best, and you really will feel the difference. You'll recognize the difference. You'll know what you're taking is the real deal because, well, you can't ignore reality. You can't ignore the facts. It's also 50% off our pure turmeric extract. That's an incredible product as well. Because I know a lot of people right now are looking for bodies and they're upset that it's not available. But, you know, that's a natural consequence of the lockdown and so much stuff that's prevented the supply chains from operating at full capacity. So, you know, if you're looking for bodies, if you just run out of bodies and you want something else, get pure turmeric extract. It's the same active ingredient. It's sort of the same basic stuff. It's turmeric. It's just in liquid form rather than pill form, and it's 50% off right now. And that's a new sale on InfoWarsStore.com. So make sure to go there and take advantage of that. And then, of course, we know what's wrong with our water. We know all the chemicals that's in our water. And now the ElectroPure Pro, the big one, the big fancy stainless steel water filter is available after having been out of stock for a month. So InfoWarsStore.com, we thank you so much for going there. Let's go out to a phone call. Ron in Canada wants to talk about the big picture here. Thanks for calling in, Ron. I appreciate it. You're on the air.
How you doing, Harrison?
Pretty good, thanks.
All right. Good to talk to you. I don't know where to begin to start, but where would you like to start with the globalists? How do you like taking them out first?
Let's do it.
Start there because that's where it all begins with them. So if there's enough of us, there's no doubt. It's just how.
Right.
That's the key. So yeah, I know absolutely. Alex has his ways of going about it, and he's talked about it quite a bit. But I don't know if he's got the point across to as many people as he can.
Well, do you have any suggestions? I mean, what's your idea here? How we defeat these globalist jerks?
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at, Harrison. I want to know the path. Like, what's our best advantage as citizens, you know, of the world?
Mm.
How do we get past this? How do we get to them? That's our main goal.
Well, we have to reassert ourselves. You know, I think as much as Alex Jones in his speaking, and we here at InfoWars in our, exposing this, you know, through talking, it's what we've done that really shows the path forward. They've deleted us off the internet. They did it 2.5 years ago. We're still here, right? We're still around because we have the alternative systems. We built it from the ground up. We didn't rely on globalist organizations to get us started or to get us going or to keep us operating because that's how they destroy you. So as much as, you know, you need to take our information and run with that, take the example and run with that even further. What do you think about that? Ron?
The Bitcoin boy. Yesterday, Alex had the interview with him.
Yeah.
Okay. Now that's a big start.
Yeah, Bitcoin's a big start. You know, I always think back to Cody Wilson, the guy who did the ghost guns and the 3D printing, and he's like, you can pass all the gun control you want. It's already done. You can 3D print guns. You can't stop it now. It's over. It's done. That's what we need.
An entire new world order system is about making you feel pathetic, making you feel weak, making you play the part of a victim so you don't take your birthright as being made in the image of God. An incredible mission and destiny we have, being given free will. Being given free will, being given consciousness, is literally the seed of an entire universe, an entire system. And the fact that you're able to commune with God, the fact you're able to see the beauty of a sunset, or the beauty of the waves in the ocean, or the beauty of your wife, your husband, the beauty of your child learning knowledge, the beauty of music, the fact that you can commune with that and resonate with that is energetic. And that itself is what God teaches us is worship. So don't worship the globalists. Don't worship the NFL. Don't worship all the things of the system. But worship the things of God because we're made by God. And appreciate your consciousness. And appreciate free speech while you still have it. While you still have it.
The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms.
That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalists, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
In the southern part of Texas, in the town of San Antonio,
is protected by an invisible wall of denial, hubris, and a literal barbed wire fence, is hurling all the blame they can eke out of one-sided media clips back in the face of we the people.
This was never about one speech. He built this mob over many months with repeated messaging until they believed that they had been robbed of their vote and they would do anything to stop the certification. He made them believe that their victory was stolen and incited them so he could use them to steal the election for himself.
The Democrats are trying to steal the White House. You cannot let them.
Choreographing a case blaming President Trump for months of incitement that led to the events on January 6th.
Rigged election. Doesn't say why the election is rigged. November 17th, in a Twitter statement. Dead people voted. That's it. No evidence.
And in a few cases, records showed the dead actually voting.
John Henry Jonican voted in the local election last month. This is from Dallas County's own database. But Mr. Jonican's family tells us that he died of cancer at Parkland Hospital back in 2005.
The Macomb County Clerk's Office delayed mailing her death certificates of people who'd passed away between October 9th and 26th. The results, their 10 absentee votes sent out before their deaths still being counted.
An investigation revealed someone from Columbia tried to register more than a dozen dead people as Democratic voters in Florida.
Madeline Dean portrayed the plight of the Congress as an isolated incident.
In this country, we can appropriately challenge a close count or go to the courts or disagree with others or make bold statements. But what Trump was doing was different. Someone's going to get hurt. Someone's going to get shot. Someone's going to get killed. Mr. Sterling saw what Trump's conduct was fomenting. He warned him on live TV that violence was already happening and that more violence was foreseeable and inevitable. Sterling's pleas were played over and over on every network.
But if we dig further back, 4 years back, it is the left that has been bullying, inciting, threatening, and supporting an unyielding attack on average Americans that have had all they can take. The events on January 6th were the breaking point. Where was this level of concern and emotion for the hundreds of residences threatened by Democratic supporters in streets across America?
Person eats. That makes sure that person has clothes. That is reparation.
You get out and you create a crowd. And you put back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome.
What you saying in Portland and in Baltimore and in Ferguson, Missouri is about to happen tonight whether you like it or not.
For the family businesses torched.
Just total carnage. I just don't understand why this something like this would happen.
Don't take it out on the innocent people. All we want to do is make a living and come to work and help people.
For the people murdered.
You hear a single gunshot in the middle of this interview. The suspect is a private security guard hired by Nine News as a contractor tasked with protecting its staff at the protest.
One man shot and killed during a Black Lives Matter protest.
Two Louisville police officers are recovering, shot during unrest overnight that gripped much of the city's downtown.
Assassin cowardly shot two Federal Protective Service contractors as they stood watch over a protest.
Looters are ransacking the shop.
Folks, this video is entitled Impeachment Managers Ignore Their Own Tyranny. It's by John Bound, and it can be found and shared at band.video. Please go do spread this news. Spread this information. We have to combat the lies of the mainstream media, and we need your help to do it.
I knew Trump was in battle. I knew he was surrounded by cowards and by double-talking agents of the enemy. And a lot of people just couldn't believe it. They're like, oh no, it's 3D chess, 5D chess, it's invincible. And I understand why people wanted to believe that, because this is scary what's going on with global government and the New World Order. And now that people woke up to the fact that's real, they want somebody to come save them from it. Well, Trump sure as hell tried. My gosh, look at how prescription drug prices just tripled or quadrupled, depending on the drug, once Biden signed that executive order. We pay the most anybody in the world. That's just one case of hundreds of things. The Trump had reversed, and now people are going to feel the sting and the pain, the energy costs, everything else. But what's really illustrated this is the trial in the Senate, where Trump's own lawyers are attacking him and putting him down and saying he lost the election and just engaged in all sorts of criminal activity. Because the fix is in, folks. The swamp is deep. Trump fought it, but it's up to us to win it.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. It's American Journal. Third hour has begun. We're going to do our week in review momentarily here, but I seem to have once again overloaded my computer. Too much news. There's too much news, darn it. And it maybe can't quite handle it. So we'll try to get things in order here so we can do it properly and expose to you the reality of the situation in which we find ourselves, which is total domination by the globalists, total technocratic tyranny coming down the pipe with no signs of slowing down. I want to go to another video here just because we're just really trying to drive home the fact that what we've experienced over the last year, and I think at this point we are now 333 days into 15 days to slow the spread, what we've experienced over the last year, over the last calendar year, has been literal insurrection by the left, complete chaos, violence, and destruction from the left that has gone utterly unanswered, except, of course, when the Democrats expressed support for the rioters, paid the bail of the rioters, provided political cover, and censored media that disagreed with the rioters. Truly incredible stuff. So we go to another little compilation of this, clip number four, another little compilation of the Black Lives Matter violence that we experienced over the last 12 months. Here it is.
Straight night, Portland police declared a riot.
The vast majority of the protesters were peaceful.
Over the weekend, 59 officers injured and 47 people arrested.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announcing a proposal to cut $1 billion from the New York City Police Department.
We need to completely dismantle the Minneapolis Police Department.
Yeah, it's a little taste, a little piece, a little sample of what we experienced. But ignore that. No, the real danger I think you'll find is right here, clip number 9. Let's go to the – I mean, this is the terrifying thing. This is the dangerous thing. Here's the Democratic terrorist insurrection, too. Let's go to that now.
Sanctuary Hall. This is a legendary –
oh, my gosh.
A legendary
look at him.
Place where all of us covered Capitol Hill.
Oh, my God. The sacred temple.
Right
the
there.
Sacred temple of democracy. It's being defiled.
Capitol Police.
Look at him wander around.
It's
look at him
strange.
Remain
it's
within the bounds
situation.
Of the silk belt, the Silk Road ropes.
I don't know about
oh,
you,
my God. They're carrying American flags. Oh, it must be an insurrection. It must be a riot. Where's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? Is she okay? Is she all right? Where is she? Look at all those statues not being destroyed. Look at all that flammable material not being set alight. Look at all those insurrection terrorists who don't have weapons and aren't armed and aren't doing violence. Oh, my God, it's incredible. Oh, dear. Oh, shut it all down. Destroy the First Amendment. Eliminate the Second Amendment. Get rid of the national anthem. Arrest Trump supporters. Impeach the president. Cry. Cry on Instagram Live. Cry during an impeachment trial. Cry on CNN. We have to do something. I mean, my God, look at him walking politely like tourists through the Capitol. It really is egregious, isn't it? It really is blatant. It really is undeniable that we're in clown world. He likes this. I like this. This looks great. I love it. You know, I said this yesterday on Twitter. Could you possibly imagine, you guys can go to pull that audio down. Can you possibly imagine, say, Chinese dissidents storming the Forbidden City and forcing the communist leaders to flee and to seek safety? Of course not. Of course you can't. Chinese dissidents ever even were capable of gathering in such numbers, they would be mowed down with machine guns. They would be crushed by tanks. It would be like Tiananmen Square. They wouldn't even pick the bodies up. They would use tanks to run over the bodies until they were a gooey paste, and they'd flush them down the drain. That's what happened in Tiananmen Square back in 1989. It's only increased in severity and power since then. It would never have happened. What we saw on January 6th, in my personal opinion, was honestly the greatest expression of democracy the world has ever seen. Now, we've seen other examples throughout history of mobs of angry people, and they'll storm a capital. But inevitably, what happens in those situations is mass death, is they actually kill the people who are in power. Now, if that was the intent of the people on January 6th, there's nothing that the government could have done to stop them. It doesn't matter how many guards you have, National Guard, you can have 15,000 there, like they did, you know, following the Capitol siege. A million Americans? You can't stop a million. You couldn't stop a million unarmed Americans. But if they actually intended to carry out an insurrection, if they actually intended on killing their political opponents, you don't think they would have brought guns? You don't think with a million Trump supporters, there's probably 2 million guns on average? If that had been their intent, it would have been a bloodbath. It obviously wasn't. No, what we saw was exactly what democracy is all about. A patriotic American people who have been denied time and time again their voice, their ability to lodge complaints, their ability to vote and change things through the system, time and time again, the corruption, the partisanship, the controlled nature of our government has denied these people the ability to have their voices heard as they should be in the democracy. So what do? They don't go burn down a private business. They don't go attack innocent people on the streets. They don't go looting a Target or a CVS. No, they went to the place where the politicians were and they made their concerns known. They didn't destroy it. They didn't tear it down. The Capitol was hardly damaged at all, right? A couple windows broken. A podium absconded with. And that was the extent. Because what we saw were very angry people expressing their dissatisfaction with their own representative government in a very peaceful way. in a 99.9% totally peaceful way. You know, back in the day, the White House didn't even have a fence around it. People would go and have picnics on the Rose Garden lawn, or on the lawn outside of the White House. And it wasn't until, I believe, World War II, perhaps World War I, but I think it wasn't until World War II, that they actually put up a fence and actually stopped people from basically being able to go up to the White House door if they wanted to. Peek in the window, watch the president do his work. And every layer of protection, every layer of fencing, every layer of barbed wire is a step away from our freedom, is a step towards the total control in places like China and the communistic control. And Nancy Pelosi and Muriel Bowser, mayor of D.C., they wanted machine guns. They wanted manned machine guns mounted to mow down the people of America because of what you just saw, because of people wandering through the Capitol waving flags. Now, in my opinion, January 6th was a beautiful expression of democracy, of restraint of the American people, and of the expression of the First Amendment right to demand redress when you've been wronged by your government, and to express in no uncertain terms just how they make you feel. You know, it was like a pie in the face. That's what it was. It was a pie in the face to the political establishment. Because when you go up and you hit somebody like, I don't know, Bill Gates in the face with a pie, it's humiliating. It's a statement on its own. But it's also a statement saying, I could have done more. That pie could have been something else. But it wasn't. Because we're letting you know we still have the power, we're still the people, and you work for us. That's what January 6th was. And make no mistake, it would have never happened in another country.
In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Waynesworld. Even before I had an access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. In fact, you speak out, have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you. Because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really sick and disgusting. So you've got a pledge from myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you because we know we're all in this together.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I sell supplements for two reasons. Because they work, they're real, they're powerful, and because it's a giant market. But again, why is there a giant market? Because it works. That's why it exponentially grows. So whether it's saw palmetto and other key ingredients in our prostate formula, Prostagard, or whether it is the super high-grade organic vitamin B12 in Ultra 12, or whether it's the PQQ and the CoQ10 in DNA Force, or the pure Deep Earth Crystal Iodine in X2, these are all the very best supplements you're going to find in an already great market of high-quality products out there. And it funds the InfoWar. So even if these products weren't high quality, which they are, you're funding the InfoWars you can't lose. InfoWars delivers in spades. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get the products today. And again, I want to thank you all for keeping us on air at InfoWarsStore.com.
We told you it was coming. Under the United Nations pilot program in Singapore, for 8 months they've made citizens wear bracelets on their arms that make them social distance and report them back to cell towers to track their every movement. This is for everybody. The way it gets better. Now France has programs in their factories, government pushed and sponsored, to make everyone wear actual dog collars that make you social distance and report back to single computers. They're turning us into a commodity. Human-animal clones have been around for 50 years. It's all being announced. They are literally taking over the life cycle of humans and making us obsolete. And big corporations down the line, they own us with these gene therapy systems and patents that they've produced. Do you understand? It is a takeover of the entire species at the genetic level, and now they're coming with dog collars, and they're announcing in public schools in the U.S. starting next year it will begin. Did you hear me? Dog collars for your children, all based on a hoax, all based on a lie. InfoWars, continue to spread the word and fight back.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, folks. It's American Journal on InfoWars.com, band.video. Support everything that we do here by going to InfoWarsStore.com and taking advantage of one of our great sales, buying some of our great supplements, and, of course, sharing our incredible information. And with that, I'd like to begin now with our week in review. Every Friday, we take a look back on the 7 days previous and try to learn a little something about where we're headed. I think, honestly, this is probably one of the most important things we do here. I think probably at the end of the year we'll have 52 of these, and you'll be able to see a very clear arc towards tyranny, a very clear arc away from liberty and the things that once made this country great. So let's begin last Sunday with some very stupid news, shall we? Tom Brady, of course, won the Super Bowl with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and the headline at InfoWars.com, Tom Brady called racist for winning the Super Bowl during Black History Month. That's right, innumerable people took to social media to complain that the NFL star Tom Brady winning the Super Bowl during Black History Month was racist. Of course it was. Why not? That wasn't the only stupid racist thing that happened. Beginning of the week, Aunt Jemima breakfast brand renamed to the Pearl Milling Company. That's right, get out of here, successful black woman. You're a racist now. No more black women on our breakfast foods. It's the Pearl Milling Company. Nothing says breakfast like pearl milling. Weird, but there you go. Thank you, social justice warriors. Thank you also for this. InfoWars.com has the headline, NHS instructs midwives to say chest feeding instead of breastfeeding and human milk instead of mother's milk. Some human milk to go with your pearl milling syrup. Just disgusting and nonsensical. And, of course, the funniest thing about this is that breast is not even a gendered term. I have breasts. I'm a man. But don't let logic or consistency get in the way of the social justice drive to steamroll over all things human. So there you go. Getting to a slightly more serious topic from Zero Hedge. There is no modern precedent. American murder rate soars 30% in 2020. Murder rates up a third over a single year, thanks primarily to, of course, Black Lives Matter and the Defund the Police movement. In addition to murder rates being up by 30% across the country, certain cities have seen a doubling of violent crime, and in Philadelphia, carjackings have more than tripled over a single year. January 2021, carjackings more than triple than January 2020. An incredible rise in violent crime directly associated with and directly attributable to the Defund the Police movement and the celebration of criminals through the Black Lives Matter movement. Keep that in mind as we move forward. Stories that we'll cover momentarily will recall that. Here was a big column that made a lot of news this week from Los Angeles Times. Column, what can you do about the Trumpites next door? Virginia Heffernan says, oh, heck no, the Trumpites next door to our pandemic getaway, who seem as devoted to the ex-president as you can get without being Q fans, just plowed our driveway without being asked, and they did a great job. oh dear, how will you ever survive? She says, how am I going to resist demands for unity in the face of this act of aggressive niceness? Yes, I must remain divided. I must remain hateful. And yet, there are decent people on the other side that make that difficult. I'm so very sorry the Nazis next door are doing something nice for you, you poor dear woman. This, again, just illustrating the mental decrepitude that we find on the other side. From the Washington Post, this was on Monday, a hacker broke into a Florida town's water supply and tried to poison it with lye. So using, they think, a remote access program, a hacker actually upped the chemical amount in the water supply of an entire Florida city to dangerous and poisonous levels. Luckily, an employee there recognized what was going on and was able to reverse it, but a shocking realization of the ability for nefarious people to do very dangerous things with very simple tools. Something to be looking at. A Nevada bill, as reported by the AP, says that planned would allow tech companies to create governance. Planned legislation to establish new business areas in Nevada would allow technology companies to effectively separate local governments, to form separate local governments. Democratic Governor Sisolak announced a plan to launch a so-called innovation zone in Nevada to jumpstart the state's economy by attracting technology firms, according to the Los Angeles Review-Journal. The zones would permit companies with large areas of land to form governments carrying the same authority as counties, including the ability to impose taxes, form school districts and courts, and provide government services. So one of the things you'll recognize as we continue through this is the regression back to a feudal system, and in this case, back to a system of company towns where things like mining companies would actually run entire cities. So progressiveness in today's vernacular, you can actually read as regressiveness as we return to a less free and less open society. And of course, the biggest story this week, Senate voted 56-44 that the second impeachment trial of Donald Trump is constitutional, with six so-called Republicans joining the Democrats to carry out this incredibly insane and anti-constitutional, unconstitutional exercise in absurdity. So that was on Monday. Arguments began on Tuesday, and the litany of lies didn't slow down. No sign of slowing down over the next few days. Democrat Congressman Jamie Raskin falsely claimed that Trump supporters took part in the burning of a church. This perhaps the most egregious lie of the entire proceedings. House impeachment manager Representative Jamie Raskin falsely claimed that Trump supporters took part in the burning of a church and impaled police officers during his speech in the Senate on Tuesday. He said, quote, that's before the second Million MAGA March, a rally which ended in serious violence and even the burning of a church. As Infowars.com notes, the statement is manifestly false. Trump supporters never set fire to a church, but the truth has never been a barrier to these people before. And it continues. House impeachment managers forced to withdraw evidence in case against Trump after Senator Mike Lee says it's false. They made accusations about Senator Mike Lee. He denounced those accusations. And, of course, lead impeachment manager and serial liar Representative Raskin admitted that his Democratic cohorts had been peddling fake news and agreed to withdraw the accusation. Also caught red-handed was Representative Swalwell, who presented modified evidence in which he or one of his assistants photoshopped a blue check mark onto a Twitter account in order to make it seem more important than it was. Controversial and compromised, Congressman Eric Swalwell presented evidence in the impeachment trial of President Trump that was clearly and provably modified on Wednesday. A tweet presented by Swalwell from the verified Twitter account Jen Lawrence 21 retweeted by President Trump on January 3rd. The only problem is that Jennifer Lynn Lawrence didn't have a verified Twitter account and never has. So there you go, just falsehood upon falsehood upon falsehood to justify the impeachment. When we get back, we'll get into just some of the other lies that were told, some of the blatant falsehoods upon which the entire impeachment was predicated, and the fact that it's not going to stop with impeachment. No, they're going after Trump in at least four other different ways, because if you try to stand up against the system these days, the system will not stop until you are destroyed. Stay with us, folks.
Finally, we're seeing major state governments in the United States running TV and radio ads saying, everybody, take your vitamin D3, take your zinc, and take your C. It's essential for your body's cells to maintain your health. Essential means you must have it. It's been sold out for months. It's winter sun. It's back in stock with vitamin K. Both are essential for your immune system and for your body. We got a limited shipment in. It's 25% off. Winter sun. It's vitamin D3, highest quality, with vitamin K, taken sublingually under the tongue. Limited amount, 25% off. Get it with Ultra 12, now back in stock, together for 40% off. Or Ultra 12 by itself, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, visit InfoWarsStore.com today, because your funding of our operation is critical. You are the folks that sponsor us. We don't have George Soros funding us. It's you. So thank you all for your support. Winter sun, back in stock for a limited time.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars is an archetypal classic example of free, independent, organic resistance against tyranny. You built InfoWars. You spread the word. You prayed for us. You bought the products. You called in. You made recommendations. InfoWars is as much yours as it is mine, and that's why the enemy is so upset that under the deplatforming, under all the DNC lawsuits, under all the attack, in many ways, we become stronger. With Band.Video, the redesigned InfoWars, with all of our great crew, with documentary films and 10 hours of live radio and TV a day, we are the resistance. You are the resistance. So remember, this arsenal of freedom is waiting for you to continue to spread the word about it and to continue for you to support, because this is something we built together. It's not just a national treasure, it's a treasure worldwide against the tyrants, and they know it, and they can't stand it. And as everything we talked about comes true, our credibility only goes up together. So I salute you all.
Throughout history, there have been two basic forms of civilizations and different mixes of the two. One is born of Renaissance, the other is born of conquest. One bases its power on having strong, enlightened, focused people with an ethos and a culture and ingenuity, art and skill and strength. The other is based on the massive number of slaves it controls with a tiny elite above it. America is transferring out of a system based on the ethos of liberty and freedom into one of total mass high-tech slavery. That's why the globalists tell us America was founded on slavery when it wasn't. They point out one of our evils so they can invert the fact that they are truly the slave masters. A global permanent lockdown is here. Is already causing millions and millions to starve to death. When they're done, billions will starve to death. Even the former head of the Ministry of Defense in England and a top general have come out and said the COVID lockdown is going to trigger a giant new world war. That's the facts. This is the Bill Gates New World Order weapon.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Yes, folks, the evidence presented at the impeachment of Donald Trump, the second impeachment of Donald Trump, has been consistent mostly of lies. But let's not forget, the entire impeachment itself is predicated on a few massive lies. One being that Donald Trump incited an insurrection, and the other being that what happened on January 6th was a deadly, violent insurrection coup. Matt Walsh on Twitter has a very informative tweet thread where he says, We are told that the D.C. riot killed 5 people. We keep hearing that over and over from the mainstream media. Sometimes 7 deaths are linked to the riot, but here's the truth as far as we've been told. Of 7 deaths, 2 are officers who committed suicide after the riot. Of the 5 who died in or shortly after the riot, 1 was a man with a pre-existing condition who suffered a heart attack. Another suffered a stroke at some point in the day and died in the hospital. 1 woman collapsed while in a rush of people outside the Capitol and died. We were told she was trampled to death, but the medical examiner has never confirmed that that was the cause of death. They've never given any additional information. The 4th civilian death was Ashley Babbitt. She was an unarmed woman who was shot and killed by a Capitol police officer inside the Capitol. And the 5th death was, of course, Officer Sicknick. We have been given absolutely no official information about his death at all, and we covered that extensively on this program, the mystery that surrounds it. So there was no deadly insurrection coup. There were no violent attacks against politicians of any sort at the Capitol. That won't stop them from impeaching President Trump. And once President Trump has been acquitted of this impeachment, that won't stop them from attacking him either. Here are some of the ways that they're going after the former president. Georgia prosecutors launched a criminal probe of Trump's effort to overturn the election. So they're now attempting to prosecute him criminally in Fulton County, Georgia, for having a phone call with the leaders of that county. Washington Post reports, now out of office, Trump may have to face tax questions. However his impeachment trial ends, Trump faces IRS decision on a massive refund and may no longer be able to conceal his tax return. So they're going after him in Georgia. They're going after his taxes. The Palm Beach officials who rule over the area where his Mar-a-Lago estate is, well, they're saying that they're considering a bid by Trump's Mar-a-Lago neighbors to evict him from the resort. And finally, Chuck Schumer says he has another idea to punish Trump if the Senate acquits him. He does not rule out another avenue to punish the former president if he's ultimately acquitted by the Senate. He indicated he could invoke Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which allows Congress to ban those who have engaged in, quote, insurrection or rebellion from running for public office. So this is what happens when you go up against the establishment. The establishment will break any law and do whatever it takes to destroy you, no matter how absurd it truly is. Now, we move on to gun control that occurred this week. Marco Rubio unveiled a new law that would ban guns for anybody ever investigated for domestic terrorism. Even if you aren't actually charged, even if you aren't convicted, you may have to give up your guns if little Marco Rubio has anything to say about it. The story is at InfoWars.com. The White House also met with gun violence prevention advocacy groups. Remember when I talked about the fact that the Black Lives Matter riots and the defund the police movement has caused a massive rise in violent crime and the murder rate? Well, they're taking the effect of the leftist riots and they're punishing right-wingers for it because they say that a historic increase in homicides across American cities last year demands that they make common-sense steps to make sure our community is safer by closing background check loopholes, stopping the proliferation of unregulated and untraceable ghost guns, and expanding community-based violence intervention programs. So yes, the leftists cause a massive rise in violence and homicides, and what do? They come after law-abiding gun owners and attempt to disarm them. Again, that's not the only way. InfoWars.com has the headline, Red Flag Laws, Supreme Court to decide whether police can enter your house, seize your guns without a warrant. So your guns are in the crosshairs now. Why? Well, because you think wrong. According to Politico.com, it's time to talk about violent Christian extremism. You can't be a Christian anymore without being a Christian extremist or a Christian nationalist, and that in and of itself will be sufficient to take your guns if they have anything to do about it. This was one of the silliest headlines of the entire week. Vile neo-Nazi group spreads sick campaign of hate to Scotland's highest peak. What was this sick campaign of hate? It was stickers that say, love your nation. Love your nation now being portrayed as a neo-Nazi vile campaign of hate. There it is. The media lays out a plan to deprogram Trump supporters from their extremist views, you know, like being a Christian. That story at InfoWars.com. And the Washington Post laments that free speech makes it difficult to prosecute white supremacy in America. Darn white supremacists, I guess we just have to get rid of every freedom we've ever known. The SPLC today has made a very strange move. where they announced that they are removing black separatist movements from their hate map because black dissent isn't black violence. They say, no, these terrorists are good. Thank you, SPLC, for doing everything you can to destroy the American fabric. This is one of the most important stories as well, but it's buried far beneath the headline. The U.S. Justice Department is considering whether to charge members of groups like the Proud Boys under the Federal Racketeering Influence and Corrupt Organization Act, also known as RICO, normally used against organized crime. So usually mafia leaders, they're not the ones who get their hands dirty. Their underlings do that. So RICO was invented. Now they're appropriating that law, properly applied to things like the mafia when Rudy Giuliani took them down. And they're going to start applying them to patriotic groups, meaning that even if you didn't do anything, just being friends with somebody who may or may not have done something means you may face 2 decades in prison and have all of your stuff confiscated. Revolver has a massive story that's very important, MAGA blood libel, again talking about Brian Sicknick and the mystery surrounding his death. Now let's move on to some censorship news. The most egregious censorship of the week has to go to Architectural Revival, who Facebook prohibited from sharing a picture of the Pantheon in Rome because apparently the promotion of beauty, tradition, art, and architecture goes against community standards. That's right. They said it violates community standards to show a picture of the Pantheon in Rome because, according to them, the only decent thing to post has to be anti-human, anti-beauty, and depressing. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was banned from Instagram days after outlining Bill Gates' global domination efforts. YouTube shut down LifeSite's channel, LifeSiteNews.com, a very valuable resource. So they've had their entire channel with 300,000 followers destroyed. Of course, you know that Gina Carano was dropped from The Mandalorian by Disney after her abhorrent post where she pointed out the historical fact that Nazis used public persuasion to get people to turn on their neighbors. No, you can only say that Trump is a Nazi, you silly actress. You're fired. RT reports, quote, you can say the wrong thing, you lose your position. Guardian columnist reveals that he was fired over tweets criticizing Israel. Twitter censored Project Veritas for a report on Facebook censorship. So Facebook will censor you, and then if you try to report that on Twitter, Twitter will censor you for, quote, violating their policy against posting private information. And again, the theme to recognize in all of this is it doesn't matter what reason they give. They're going to remove you and then tack on whatever seems convenient at the time. After all, a picture of the Pantheon isn't causing violence, isn't showing any personal information, but whatever, give whatever excuse you need. The point is they're going to destroy you and there's nothing you can do about it. Instagram now has gone a step farther and is promising to permanently ban users who send hate speech in private messages. So it's not even about what you post publicly anymore. Now they're looking at your internal communication, private communications with your friends, and they will remove you based on that. Gab.com points out, of the 18.4 million reports of child sexual abuse worldwide in 2018, a staggering 12 million of them are traced back to Facebook Messenger. Big tech gets a pass with child exploitation by the legacy media because these wicked people don't tolerate demonic behavior, they endorse it. No pictures of the Pantheon, but if you want to share children, that's perfectly fine. Facebook's also going to ban claims about man-made COVID-19 and vaccines in general, and Twitter also permanently banned Gateway Pundit for violating their civic integrity policy. Do you see what's happening, folks? Do you see that the censorship, the purge, the destruction of everything we hold dear is rolling on, propelled by the government, big tech, corporations, and banks?
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And, of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend?
Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 stars. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the info war. As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet, is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty, you're ugly, you're bad. Because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe. My enemies are your enemies. They're the globalists. They're the exterminists. They are a consortium of mad scientists, pedophiles, control freaks, devil worshippers, vampires, whatever you want to call them, that are highly predatory and are setting up a false fantasy land system of constant bombardment of propaganda, drugs, and electromagnetic radiation to change the very DNA of the human species, to mutate us into a form that they can control like a pawn on a chessboard. The bottom line is they want to play God. They are playing God, and the noose is only going to tie it around our necks from here on out. So many other people want to be positive. They want to put out fake news and want to only cover limited amounts of what's happening with the New World Order, but at the end of the day, it's all about depopulation. It's all about world government. It's all about the end of human system as we know it. And on its axis, a nightmare being built. Only admitting it can turn it around and stop it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
As it is Friday, we're looking back at the week that was already. We've covered the racist anti-racism of changing the name of syrup companies. Thank God, racism is dead now. The violence caused by Black Lives Matter, and now they're enacting gun control as a response to that. Great. Lies presented in impeachment that was itself predicated on a whole bunch of lies. And censorship of RFK Jr., Gateway Pundit, LifeSite News, Project Veritas, and now Instagram is stepping it up by saying they'll kick you off their platform for what you say in private messages. But what's old Grandpa Joe been up to? Let's find out as we continue with our week in review. Biden cancels Trump emergency order to fund the border wall. He says it's not an emergency anymore. We're not going to spend any more taxpayer money to prevent foreigners from getting into our country illegally. Meanwhile, influx at border with Mexico to test Biden on immigration as thousands of families have pushed towards the United States southwestern border in recent weeks, propelled by expectations of a friendlier reception from the Biden administration. And by the way, when I say families, I mean military-aged adult men. Illegal crossings at the southern border doubled in January. This was revealed this week by Gateway Pundit. Doubled from the previous year thanks to Joe Biden's open border policies during the pandemic. Don't worry, Biden has established a new tent city to process the surge of illegal immigrants. They'll very quickly be processed and released into your neighborhood, whether you like it or not, because as Breitbart reports, Joe Biden puts Americans in the dark by revoking their ability to reject refugee dumping in their communities. Oh, what, you thought your small town in Iowa was safe from the onslaught of South Americans coming across the border illegally? Well, not if old Biden has anything to say about it, but that's just because he's such a piece of crap. Biden's pick, by the way, for unemployment program once lost $600 million to Nigerian scammers, as we see time and time again, failure for Democrats means a promotion. Biden's also scrapped the Trump mandate for universities to report Chinese dealings, so now the Confucius Institutes can work in coordination with our most esteemed universities without oversight from anybody in the federal government. Thank you, Mr. Biden. Biden's also had his administration get in the work plans to continue to seek extradition of WikiLeaks Assange, because once again, it doesn't matter what you do or who you are, if you stand up against the establishment, they will never cease until they utterly destroy you. By the way, the merger between big tech, big corporations, and big government continues, with a former FBI official tapped for Amazon's growing security apparatus as Amazon faces antitrust scrutiny, counterfeiting, and worker activism. The company is staffing up with former FBI agents focused on security and intelligence gathering. So that's people from the FBI going to work at big tech. You also have the flow the other way, with Facebook oversight board member Carlin joining Biden administration's Department of Justice this week. So yes, they're all in it together. And what we're welcoming is the complete fascistic coordination between the biggest corporations in the history of the world and the largest government in the history of mankind. Let's move now to COVID-19 and see what's happened this week on that front. WHO's COVID investigator, it's now revealed, is a recipient of Chinese communist cash and worked with the Wuhan lab for 18 years. So maybe that's why this week when they went and investigated the lab, they came up with nothing. They said it's fine. It just came from a bat somewhere. Thanks, guys. You're great. Take your Chinese money and get the hell out of my life. The CDC and TSA have formed a federal mask police force, and enforcement will be up to officer discretion. So we're now empowering individual officers to do whatever they want with those who refuse the illogical and purposeless mask mandates. Thanks to COVID, it was revealed this week on Infowars.com, 8 million more people are living in poverty, 9 million small businesses are in danger of closing, and 10 million people are behind on rent. Very dark times for the U.S. economy. Thank God we have millions of illegal immigrants pouring across our border to take up those jobs. U.K. residents, by the way, are being told that they may not be allowed to travel abroad until all adults in the country are vaccinated. So there you go. That's coming for you very soon. The CDC was exposed this week by Gateway Pundit after they inflated COVID deaths by 1,600% throughout the election, violating multiple federal laws. That was the discovery of a peer-reviewed study. It's truly a miracle. COVID cases began to decline the day after the election was certified for Biden, and then they took a nosedive on Inauguration Day. Wow, a true miracle. You vote for a Democrat and suddenly the tyranny loses its excuse. White House looks at domestic travel restrictions for COVID mutations as they surge in Florida. So you may not be able to travel between states within the United States if the Biden tyranny is allowed to continue. The aide of Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York, admitted yesterday that they hid nursing home data so the feds wouldn't find out. So yes, they will kill you with COVID and then they'll lie about it. That's your typical Democrat machination. National File reports, you'll need a COVID vaccine passport to travel by summer 2021. That was the headline from CBS News. And finally, the WHO concludes that the coronavirus came from an animal, not from the Wuhan lab. Oh, did I mention that they're funded by China? I'm pretty sure I did. But what about the vaccinations? That's going well, right? Well, here's some headlines from the mainstream media from this week. man in his 70s collapses and dies just 20 minutes after receiving COVID-19 vaccine in New York City. As officials say, he did not have an allergic reaction. No, it probably was a bat. Epoch Times reports authorities probe rare blood disorder among some COVID-19 vaccine recipients. And the CBC, the Canadian Broadcasting Company, reports that Hamilton PSW says allergic reaction to COVID-19 vaccine led to fainting, seizures, and CPR, meaning, yes, assisted breathing was necessary to prevent a vaccine recipient from dying as a result of getting the jab. InfoWars Europe reports Swedish nursing home residents are suicidal after getting the vaccine and learning family visits are still banned. So yes, the vaccine might kill you, but you still won't be able to go around after you get it. California man tested positive for COVID-19 weeks after receiving the second vaccine dose. So, oh yeah, on top of possibly injuring you, perhaps killing you, definitely not affecting your life in any positive way, it might not even make you immune to COVID. So go get the jab, folks. Of course. Virginia woman dies shortly after COVID vaccination, but again, no link has been found. What a convenient story there from NBC News. And finally, Fox 5 in New York reports New York man dies shortly after vaccination, but allergic reaction not suspected. Not suspected, folks. It was probably, once again, some sort of bat. Finally, in health news, a lawsuit claims that Subway's tuna sandwiches lack any trace of tuna. That's interesting. In addition, vitamin D supplementation this week was revealed to perhaps have the cost-saving potential of preventing almost 30,000 cancer deaths per year. And we'll end this week in review with our meme of the week. It's not particularly original. It's not something maybe you haven't seen before, but I think it really sums up in a very simple way just how screwed we truly are. You have this from Alt Middle, posted on the page of Darren J. Beattie. It says, 1950, I bet we'll have flying cars in 70 years. 2020, this syrup is racist. I know, it's not a particularly new meme. It's not, you know, something you haven't heard before, but it really does sum up how far we've fallen in this country. We used to look ahead and see a future that was bright, technologically advanced, human-centered, and truly exceptional, and now we're mired in the mud, in the sticky regression of socialism, social justice, racism, nonsense, bullcrap. So yeah, we don't have flying cars, but the syrup is definitely racist. Oh, how very, very far we've fallen in such a short amount of time. Folks, that is your week in review. So, you know, just racism, nonsense, gun control, censorship, illegal immigration, shutdowns, lockdowns, political persecution, illegitimate impeachment proceedings, a government completely preoccupied with its own petty infighting. Just a little glimpse of life here in the year 2021. And that's it. Those are your top stories for February 6th through the 12th. Of this year. It's depressing, isn't it? But it shouldn't be, because the reality is, knowing about this, being aware of this, is the first step. The information war is the most important conflict of our lifetime. The battlefield is your mind, and the ultimate prize is your very soul. And by exposing all of this nonsense and helping to, in some way, bring it together in a cohesive whole, we can recognize that the threat that we're under is not some smattering of disparate, you know, data points, but makes a singular whole of globalism running completely over every human freedom.
The entire New World Order system is about making you feel pathetic, making you feel weak, making you play the part of a victim, so you don't take your birthright as being made in the image of God, and the incredible mission and destiny we have, being given free will. Being given free will, being given consciousness, is literally the seed of an entire universe, an entire system. And the fact that you're able to commune with God, the fact you're able to see the beauty of a sunset, or the beauty of the waves in the ocean, or the beauty of your wife or your husband, or the beauty of your child learning knowledge, the beauty of music, the fact that you can commune with that and resonate with that is energetic.
And that itself is what God teaches us is worship. So don't worship the globalists. Don't worship the NFL. Don't worship all the things of the system. But worship the things of God, because we're made by God. And appreciate your consciousness. And appreciate free speech while you still have it. While you still have it.
I sell supplements for two reasons. Because they work, they're real, they're powerful, and because it's a giant market. But again, why is there a giant market? Because it works. That's why it exponentially grows. So whether it's saw palmetto and other key ingredients in our prostate formula, Prostagard, or whether it is the super high-grade organic vitamin B12 in Ultra 12, or whether it's the PQQ or the CoQ10 in DNA Force, or the pure deep breath crystal iodine in X2, these are all the very best supplements you're going to find in an already great market of high-quality products out there. And it funds the InfoWar. So even if these products weren't high-quality, which they are, you're funding the InfoWars, you can't lose. InfoWars delivers in spades. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get the products today. And again, I want to thank you all for keeping us on air at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.